I'm going to need lots of assistance. You're going to have to start crawling out of the woodwork to get me through this. We are going 4 hours because James Webb's away. Any idea where he went?
No.
And I would hate to speculate. In a nutshell, he went away.
Yes. I do believe he's abroad.
He is?
I think so, yes.
He looks so masculine.
Boom, boom.
So it's 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. It's Nick Abbott in for James Stroke.
This is your domain this hour.
I guess this is the next 2 hours, but the following two are uncharted territories for me at this moment. I've worked to almost all moments of the clock, except for the daytime parts here.
Yes.
I reserve those for other avenues.
Oh, yes.
Of, you know. So I've just come back from the seaside, and it was lovely.
Was it?
Thanks for asking. Brighton.
Brighton?
A blight on Brighton. No, it was lovely.
Was it?
Yes, it was bracing, and I got a wind tan. Oh. Everybody's been saying that, oh, you look like you've been in the sun, but no, it's just the,
it's
farmers.
It's gussy.
Yeah, we get that, like, ruddy thing. It's because the top layer of my skin has been blown off to leave this kind of, slightly oozing and bleeding skin underneath because it was so windy.
It's charming.
Lovely.
Did you have a nice time?
Yes, I did, actually. It was terrific. Uh-huh. But I need now a week of, working
overtime.
Yeah. In order to get over the weekend away.
Right. Did you get lots of lovely presents and stuff?
Lots. Define.
More than one?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Let's take our first call while the others get racked up, and it couldn't be better, in my opinion, because it happens to be Elizabeth from Chatterer.
Good evening, Nick.
Good evening, Elizabeth.
All right?
Yes, thanks.
Did you have a nice birthday?
Birthday was lovely, thanks, Elizabeth.
You
yes.
went to the seaside, did you?
I did. I went to the seaside, which, as memory serves, is beside the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran out to speak about the Spice Girls. I reckon they're brilliant. I reckon they never go... They'll always be popular. The Spice Girls, well.
If you were a Spice Girl, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
What would your name be?
What would I be?
Yeah, you'd be dot 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 Spice. Fill in that blank.
No, Spice Girls is good though. But I want to have a Spice Girls figure. My figure's firming up. I'm still on my diet, like.
Well. You kind of completely skipped over my question there.
Yes.
You know, they're called Scary Spice and this,
Sporty
that.
Spice.
That's right. And what are the others?
And, what's it? Baby Spice.
Baby Spice.
Horsey Spice.
Horsey Spice.
Yeah, Sporty Spice.
Oh, Sporty. I thought you said Horsey.
No, Sporty Spice. Yeah.
Is Sporty Spice, is she the one that kind of looks like one of those government heroin posters? Like, don't do drugs because you'll look like this.
No, Sporty Spice read an article in the Sun last year. Like, she always wanted to be famous when she was a child. Then she did come famous. I'm pleased for them, though. They've done well. And I wish her the best of luck for their career.
Well, she failed that, didn't she? She wanted to be famous as a child. Now she's famous as a grown-up.
No, she always wanted to be famous as a child, like.
So, in that respect, her life has been a complete failure.
No, they're good. They ain't too bad, really. They're all right. I hear one of them is engaged to one of the footballers, isn't he?
She plans to get married after the child.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's all right, I suppose.
Is it?
It's not what I would do. Like,
you're a modern girl.
I would meet the right person, then get married and have kids. I ain't met the right person yet.
And what would be, I want to get back to this whole Spice Girls thing before I leave you, but what would be your ideal person?
I don't know. Somebody tall, dark. But anyway, when a right person comes, it'll come along, won't it, Nick? On a spectrum when you're not looking.
When you're not looking?
Yeah, when you're not looking for nobody, on a spectrum, the spirit of the moment.
Kind of come up on your blind side.
No, I haven't met the right person yet.
How old are the Spice Girls saying they are? Because I always get some, like a jolt of electric shock every time I see in the paper that they're saying they're like 23, something like that. Those women look 10 years at least older than that to me.
Yeah, I reckon. Well, I don't know. I don't actually never go bad about them. They're really good, and they've done good for the public and that, and they served what we got, really. They worked hard for it. the name, Nick.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I'll go on to your next caller.
Okay, Elizabeth.
And I'll call you again, all right?
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Oh, 0500 1053 89. It's a free one. Here is one in Manchester. Hello.
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 Nick.
Yes.
Hello, where have you been?
I went to Brighton for the weekend.
For the past 7 years.
For the past 7 years?
Yes.
I don't know. Where do I start?
I don't know. I used to worship you like crazy, and you made me instigate radio overseas. Which I did for 3 years. I've not heard you since.
I made you... Well, what does that mean? I made you instigate radio overseas. What does that mean?
I work for a radio station.
Do you? Which one?
No, I did do. Coastline Radio. The only English radio station in Spain. 24 hours English. You see, you see.
That's what you've learned so far. How many years were you over there?
Probably Espanol, see?
How many years were you over there?
3 years.
3 years, and all you know is CC?
CCCC San Miguel.
Oh, San Miguel, yeah. Or any of those other beers. Mm. So you listen to me, and then that made you go to Spain.
That made me go to Spain. You gave me hope, you gave me insights.
Whereabouts in Spain?
A little town called Nerja.
What?
A little town called Nerja on the south of Spain.
Nerja?
Mm, Nerja.
It sounds like you've got sort of phlegm in the back of your throat. You know that sound you make when you get up in the morning, like smokers make when, you know, first thing in the morning, standing over the sink and hocking up a loogie. All right, okay, I think we've heard enough. Blimey, and so you went to Spain on my instructions, is that what
not
you're saying?
Not your instructions, not so much your instructions, but you get. I had an opportunity to work on a radio station out there, and I went and took that, and ended up staying for 3 years. And I've not heard you since. I've not heard you for about 7 years or so now. First time in 7 years.
Gordon Bennett, mate, I've been here, there and everywhere. I've barely been off the radio for a moment.
Where can we find you from? I mean, I know you're at Talk Radio for the next two weeks, but where after?
I don't know. Perhaps you know something that I don't. It's Mr. McKenzie's son called up. What a disturbing revelation. I've got 4 hours to go and already I know I'm going to get sacked. I'm here, mate. I'm here 8 till 12 for this week because James Whale's away, but on my ordinary slot, if you can call it ordinary, let's say normal, well, that's not right either. My usual slot is, what is it? 7 till 9. Is that right? 7 till 9.
Your aggressor.
On 10:53?
Absolutely correct, sir, yes.
Okie dokie.
10:53 and 10:89.
FM.
This AM Talk Radio.
Medium wave. Yeah. Talk Radio. Okay, all right, I shall carry later my tea.
And 7 till 10 on Fridays. Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers.
You can also find me, you know, somewhere else whenever you so may choose to do so. So we have, we can take a break, we'll come back, and it's, you know, not... Sometimes when you go, you have a hard day's work, then you go home and have a nap, and you get up and you think, I'm going to be great. The nap actually just like puts the zap on your brain, as they say in Apocalypse Now.
Well, are you fit for the air?
Pardon?
You fit for the air?
Fit for the air. That's a good idea. Where should we go? 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. We'll be back.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call
0500 1053 89. Lovely musical interlude. I was just trying to find two surveys, or it might well be the same survey, is done about what people think about Prince Charles, about Charlie. You're a Canadian, eh? What do you think about the
They're the most regal ears I've ever seen.
And they go from ear to ear.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I have actually no opinion whatsoever.
What are Canadian people like about the royal family. Do you care about that sort of stuff?
Funnily enough, a lot of them do, mm-hmm. because it's the one thing that separates us or makes us different from Americans, is that we got the Queen on our money as well.
Do you?
If we didn't have the Queen, we'd just be Americans, wouldn't we?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. The French don't like her, though, but then again, they don't like anybody.
No, they don't.
No.
But then nobody likes them right back.
What?
Seriously, what is that with the French in Canada? I mean, what is their problem, eh?
Oh, I wish I knew, eh? They just...
I mean, does the rest of Canada sort of wander around looking askance at Montreal and its environ and think, what are these people up to? Like, eh?
Yeah, all the time. What's their problem? Let's go throw some snowballs at their heads or something. Which probably started all the trouble to begin with.
Well, what is that, though? I mean, I really don't understand. They've declared an independent island within a country.
Well, they
because
want
you
to.
Speak different.
Well, they want to. But funnily enough, not to get too boring about this, but Quebec's quite a big province with lots of natural resources, so they want to take all that for themselves.
What, like maple syrup?
Yeah. Trees.
Trees. Oh, the trees are very good.
Trees. And beaver are plenty.
Excuse me?
Yeah, little furry creatures. And caribou. And moose and all sorts, and lots of natural resources. But the problem is, if they leave and become independent, all the Indians who still live in 90% of Quebec, will say, well, no, we'll become independent too. So actually, Quebec will just end up being like Montreal, and who wants that?
Okay, where you said not to get too boring. Do they have bison up there? Because I've been carrying this piece. You have time to answer that question.
I'm considering. I believe so. There's all sorts of beasts in Canada.
Beaver, we've covered.
Yes.
European bison could be soon making a comeback to the English countryside. Can you believe it? Bison
really?
Coming back to England, yeah. Biologists believe that the 1,800 pounds, 6'4" high animals could be used to clear scrub and undergrowth, recreating a more natural flora.
Ah. So they're going to invent new bisons to sort of be
like lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference between a buffalo and a bison is?
I don't, actually.
Well, a buffalo are kind of big and hairy, and bisons sort of are as well, but slightly different.
Oh, right.
I'm sure I heard that joke differently.
Probably.
0500 1053 89 free one. Here is... are you still there, Andrew?
Hello.
Are you the chap that I just talked to?
Hello. I am...
Go away.
No.
Here's one in London. Hello.
All right, Nick.
How's it going?
I'm all right. I've got a couple of real answers from Family Fortunes and a Yo Mama So Fat joke.
Okay, can you fax them in?
They're not rude or anything.
No, I know, but I don't trust your comic ability.
I've done it before. I called a few weeks ago and I told a Yo Mama So Fat joke, and you actually played it on one of the adverts promoting your show.
Well, I didn't. That would have been something that the Kevman did. And
okay, let me do the real answers then.
He isn't here anymore. Do you have access to a fax machine, John?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Could you send them in the post?
I can do that. All right, I mean, I'll tell Sick Boy the Mama So Fat joke, but let me do the real answers.
How many are...
I've only got two.
Two? Okay, yeah. I'll put you back to the board. Sick Boy, you need to speak to this individual who just wants to be a comedian and get all the comic material so that a trained professional can read it on the air. 0500 1053 89, as long as you don't want to tell jokes. Here is one in Surrey. Hello.
Happy birthday to you, Nick.
Happy birthday
Belated.
To me. Yes, that's
Belated.
Right.
Belated.
I'm having a party next weekend. Would you like to come?
No, I don't think I'll be invited. Yes, if I'm invited. Can you send the invitation in the post?
Of course.
Okay, it's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I'll meet you down the pub then.
Yeah, it's on its way. Yeah. It's on its way with the check. Yeah.
you were going to try and nominate her, but you never got there. Elizabeth from Cheddar could be the Cheddar Spice Girl, couldn't she? The second one in.
Cheddar Spice.
Yeah. You were heading your way down that alley, but she didn't want to know.
No, she didn't. Well, the funny thing, one of the many funny things about Elizabeth from Cheddar is
the corridor noise in the background and all the screaming and everything.
Apart from anything else, she'll call up and say, "I want us to just want to talk about the Spice Girls," and then that will be it. just wanted to say that she wanted to talk about it. Elizabeth, we love you.
We all love her.
That's right.
And all other things as well.
Yeah.
So she could be the second, fifth one. She could replace Jerry. What do you think?
Now, which one was Jerry again?
Oh, or how about Vanessa Fats? She could do it as well.
pork spice.
Well, she's unemployed at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, right. She's really scraping the barrel. She's on hard times. She's down to, what, about, like, you know...
2 million shows a week?
6 or 7 donuts for breakfast now. She's really cutting back, yes.
Well, she has to cut back now. She's not getting paid for that morning breakfast.
I don't want to keep banging on about this, but seriously, I mean, does anybody have a clue if there are any insiders from the Stalag BBC who can give us some indication as to why they thought it was a good idea to spend taxpayers' money on dragging that that unbelievable daytime tripe over from ITV to the BBC? Then please put me out of my mystery, because that's just incredible to me. Vanessa's Fat is worth £2.5 million of public money. Good grief, you could build a new wing for Buckingham Palace for that kind of cash.
Well, we know what we say. She does cause a tidal wave every now and again. No?
No. Is that what you say?
That's what you say.
You're, I don't believe I've ever said that. You're Mr. Hospital Radio, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do not go, okay. I have never gone, okay.
I bet you have.
Okay.
What time is it?
What time is what?
It.
It? What, my, hospital radio?
Yeah, give us a time check.
Yeah, well, it starts around about 11:30 till 12:30 on a Sunday afternoon. No. Well, morning, actually.
Okay, here's your first lesson in radio. A time check means what time it is now.
Oh, said what time when my show starts.
No, I didn't say that. I said what time is it. 0500 1053 89. It's a free one, and we'll be back.
You have got to talk to him. He'll listen to you.
Mike the mechanic is getting funky.
Just a heavy duty listening in.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. I feel that this is kind of like a train, this show, this evening. It's a slow start. We are picking up. No question about it. Because I jumped in kind of in the middle. I'm normally an hour in already today. But you have to, let's pace ourselves. It's 4 hours. That means, for me, 7 hours on the air. That's as much as people do in the office. And yet, being on the air, it might seem as though I'm just, you know, kind of casually going through and having a little chit-chat every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
But this is intensely stressful work. Do you understand that a four-hour show, I mean, that's as long as you'd want to do a talk show for.
Yeah.
Of course, Ian Collins...
is doing 6 hours.
...is insane.
Yeah. So, in fact, this is turning into micro radio, because I'll be on the air for 10 straight hours.
10 hours?
Yeah, from...
Wow.
Well, now until... tomorrow is 6 or whenever.
Why is he doing 6 hours? I thought his show was 5.5.
It used to be. It used to be about 18 hours. I've lost track.
He's on for 6... He always does 6 hours now?
No. He usually does 1 to 5. 4 hours.
4 hours, right.
But,
because James is away.
Yeah, so he had to do the extra hour. And then a bit of an oversight somewhere in the scheduling. They realized that the breakfast show was actually going to be in L.A., and so Wee Billy Overton, who does the early breakfast show at 5...
Is that what they call him? Wee Willie?
Wee Billy, that's what we call him. He's going to be in Los Angeles, so he's not here to do his show from 5. So Ian's got to stay till 6.
Why the hell is he in Los Angeles, by the way?
I don't know, justifying budgets, you tell me.
It's the end of the tax year, and we just had some extra cash, so why not? Yeah. Of course.
So like the GLCs.
Yeah, they got a call from Disneyland, and they said, we're inviting radio stations over. Would you like to come? And the producer said, absolutely.
Mm.
So why are they over there? Forgive me, I've been away at the weekend. I haven't been listening.
Well, it's part of the New Talk Radio Breakfast National Tour, so they're in Birmingham and... Belfast,
right.
Edinburgh.
That's what they say, that's what it says on the front of Gucci. You know, they write the names on the front of the shops of Gucci. Belfast,
yeah.
London, Los Angeles. Angeles. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this will be the sort of same thing, I guess. For some reason, the national tour includes Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of strange, because during the...
Some kind of error. Some kind of error. I think they were choosing the locations with a pinprick on a globe. I think,
yeah.
And somebody just pushed the pin in a little too hard. It went straight to the middle of the globe and came out the other side, and they thought, what the hell?
Yeah. Actually, I think it was a typo, because I think they're actually supposed to go to East Anglia. And,
so they booked their flights to East Anglia.
Yeah.
But, right, okay, so the fax came through a little garbled.
I think so.
Yeah, they actually needed just a train to Norwich.
Yeah.
And the travel company sent the first-class return tickets to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And as they were paid for already.
Well,
when the bill did come through, they thought, geez, £600 to Norwich. That's a little more expensive than we were expecting. But then, of course, you know, if you travel Chronic Southeast or whatever they call that company, then anything, you know, you expect the unexpected. Like, what's his name used to say? Mr. Sting in the Tail.
Who's that?
Mr. Sting in the Tail. Yeah, Sting in the Tail. That,
The Sting. Tommy Cooper.
No. Expect the Unexpected. Tales of the Unexpected by Roald Dahl? No, somebody else.
Rod Serling. No, he was Twilight Zone.
Oh, come on now. There's four people just kind of like staring agape. We've got Mike the Mechanic, who is... Has anybody called you that yet? Well, we could call him... You could be Mike and the Mechanics, or you could be called Mike the Mechanic.
I'd rather neither, actually.
Mike the Mechanic, who's doing whatever it is he does, screwing our in and out of brake exits.
Hey, it takes skill to do that.
Yeah. And then there's... What are we calling you? Emetic Andy or Sick Boy? Just Sick Boy, that's the thing that... and our newest recruit, who is Russell Dalbertanson, which is D apostrophe, so which is just way too many syllables. So we're going to have to call him Lord Russell Double Barrel.
Hey, I like that. He looks stately.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So that's four, and we can't come up with that Sting in the Tail thing. It's, oh, blimey. It's, and the tune is whirring around in my head. It used to be a...
That one, isn't it?
How does it go?
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Do, do.
Oh, dear. That's right. Do, do, do. That's it. Yeah. So who was that? It wasn't
Tony
ruled out.
Somebody, huh?
Oh, blimey. This is useless. Are you still there, Simon? No. Did you get the jokes from that guy who wanted to tell them? And they were crap. Well, you don't have to do that. You don't have to motion. You can actually say it out loud.
They were very bad.
They were crap.
Yeah,
okay, now we know. Here's one in East Grinstead. Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
All right, that bison buffalo joke, I think it's something like...
Oh, please. Like, why did the chicken cross the road? I screwed it up for a pathetic comic intent. Like, what's the difference between a bison and a buffalo? Are you seriously suggesting that I don't know that joke? Please. Here's one in Norwich. Hello, James.
What is the difference between a bison and a buffalo?
You can ride a buffalo. Or something.
Oh, and you know you're talking about those railways in Norwich or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if they do cost £600. They're crap down here.
Are they?
Yeah, it's called Anglia Railway, so you don't want to touch it with a barge pole.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, road rage. What is your view on that?
What is my view on it?
Yeah.
What you mean, am I for or against it? Is that what you're saying?
No, just what is your whole... I don't know.
Well, you have to ask me a more specific question, James.
Right, if you're in a car and there's two cyclists in front of you, side by side.
Mm-hmm. If you had a gun,
If you had a gun, if you were a bit agitated, would you get out of the car and start screaming at them?
No.
All right, that's what happened to me and my friend today, and we can't work out why.
Well, it was probably because they had a really bad day. I was crossing the road just outside this building, and some cyclist came out of nowhere and said, "Get out of the road!" get out of the road, comma, and then one word that I can't pronounce, I couldn't say on the... If I said it, it would be the last thing I ever say.
Is it rude?
Get out of the road, MF, he said.
That's not very nice, is it?
But do you know the first rule of the highway code?
Look left and right before you cross.
No. Who always has right of way?
Cyclists.
Did you even pass your cycling proficiency test?
Come on,
I'll ask you one more time. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Have you passed your driving license?
No.
Do you have a driving license?
No.
You don't. Okay. Well, this is something. Do you intend to drive a car in the future?
Yeah.
Get a hold of yourself, James.
Sorry.
Who always has right of way?
Chicken.
Think, man.
You.
That's a good answer. I always have right of way is the correct answer.
So I get a prize now.
Congratulations, James. We'll send you some crap in the post.
Thanks a lot.
0500 1053 89. Who always has the right of way, Mike the Mechanic?
You, Nick.
Well, that's not quite right. Let's get this. Well, I don't feel like I can continue before we get this show, if nothing else, is an education.
Right.
So who always has right of way? It's in the damned highway code. Come on.
It's funny because I just studied this recently. I would say it's old ladies with shopping trolleys generally have a...
No.
No.
What's the sick boy? Who always has right of way?
The pedestrian.
The pedestrian is the correct answer. You win a prize.
Oh, thanks.
And could you look any more pleased with yourself?
I feel like a child at school.
You look like one. He's kind of like sitting up straight and bouncing up and down. Oh, I got that one right. Lord Russell Double Barrel, who always has right of way?
The pedestrian.
The pedestrian is the correct answer. Mike the mechanic, can you remember what the answer is? Who always has right of way?
Me.
No!
People who walk.
Oh, blimey, why have you always been a failure? Okay, now we seem to be up to speed. Here is one. Do you have that, James?
I do indeed.
Okay. Concentrate fully and, you know...
All right.
Don't cycle double abreast.
Sorry.
Sorry, he said. All right, we'll get out of my car and shout at you again.
Okay.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. It's Talk Radio. Here's one in Plymouth. Hello.
Hi, Nick.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Do any of the bosses listen to your show, by the way?
I hope not.
I was going to say, because you've gained extra... back to Talk Radio again by basically being there.
I can't, I missed everything you just said, mate. You want to get yourself a new phone?
Oh, no, I think it's call waiting, but they can wait, because you're far more important.
Call waiting? I hate that. Take it off your system, man.
Sorry about that. No, what I was going to say, you know you had just a few problems the other day trying to book your train ticket?
Yes.
I was speaking to somebody today, no names, no pack drill, who works for one of these call centres for one of the train companies.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, saying about the fact that, you know, the bit of a bother you had getting through and record your conversation you had.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, that goes on all the time. When somebody rings up and if they're starting to get a bit, you know, nasty or they don't like the sound of them, they just, you know, they just make it up, basically.
What?
3 o'clock. Yeah, that sounds good. There's a train, 3 o'clock, and it'll take half hour, Plymouth to Scotland. Yeah, that's no problem. And they make it up.
I am in shock. You can't be serious.
I'm deadly serious.
I suppose it's one of those big rooms with a lot of people all answering phones. There's no way of ever finding out who gave you that information, is there? I mean, you can complain till you're blue in the face, but there's no way you'll ever get that person back. Brilliant.
Is anyone you ring up say, your calls may be monitored or recorded for staff training purposes?
Yeah.
Then you know they're going to give all the right information or whatever. Right. So
they may be recorded for the amusement of staff later, yes.
But basically, they're a pack of lies. They don't believe a word they say.
Unbelievable, Jason. Okay, well, thanks for the new news.
Cheers, Nick.
All we require is that you enjoy your train journey, you know, assuming that you can actually pick one up at the station. Let's go to Gateshead. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
Please step back from the platform, Barry.
Oh. Hello there.
How's
nice
it going?
To speak to you. Yeah, the question, yeah, did you know the answer to that question?
Which one?
The one about who had priority.
Yeah, we just did that one.
I know that, but did you have the right answer yourself?
Who? Like, which show are you listening to, Barry? I thought we just did that. Who always has priority on the road?
Yes.
Who always has...
Yeah, did you know the answer?
Yes, we just did that, Barry. Who
yes,
always...
I know that. Well, I want to ask you one question from the theory test that learners have to
First
take.
Of all, Barry, let me ask you one question.
Right.
Who always has priority on the road?
Pedestrians.
No, it's me.
Well, you're a pedestrian.
I suppose so, yeah.
I
am pedestrian.
Right. I'm a driving instructor.
You are a driving instructor?
Yes.
Oh.
Let me ask you one question. From the theory test...
I'll be able to get this easy. I passed my test first time when I was 17. Lay it on me, dude.
Right, okay. Where would you find amber studs on a motorway?
Amber studs?
Amber studs on a motorway.
Amber studs.
Amber studs.
I don't know.
It sounds like amber.
It sounds like, somebody who's been hitting the sunbeds too much and they're going out with Madonna. Amber studs on the motorway.
Yes.
Well, that would be...
Where would you find them? In the left, in the middle, or the right, or wherever?
They separate the hard shoulder from the main body of the road. Is the correct answer...
Sorry, you're wrong.
What?
You're wrong.
amber studs on the motorway.
Amber studs.
Right, they separate the slip road coming in from the left.
No,
is the correct answer.
It's not.
Isn't it?
It's not.
Damn it. Amber studs on the motorway. Right, we'll go through our little team
well,
in
you've
there.
You've only got two more choices to make. You've said the left-hand side. You've talked about the slip road.
Then it's the right-hand side. Is the correct answer.
Correct. So now you've learned something.
I guess so, yeah.
Aye.
Something really, really useless, as a matter of fact, because when
well,
are you
it
ever...
Is really
no, seriously, when are you ever going to mistake the right-hand side of the road from the left-hand side? What difference does it make what colour the studs are?
Well,
good grief, what a stupid question, man.
Well, but that's one of the questions that's asked on the theory test for learner drivers.
Well, that's daft. Ask me a question that would actually save my life now.
Well...
Because, no, seriously, so people take the test... Wait a minute, Barry, blimey. So people take the test and they forget every single stupid thing that they don't need to learn, right? It's like being at school, you know, physics, psh, forgot the lot. Chemistry, lime water goes milky in association with carbon dioxide. Is that right? Carbon dioxide turns lime water milky. It's the only thing I ever learnt in chemistry. And the rest of it, you're never going to use again, like, ever. And so you just forget it all. And so, like, doing the driving test, you forget all the crap that you're never going to use. You know which is the right-hand side of the road, for crying out loud, Barry. You don't recognize the right-hand side of the road because of the color of the studs in it. Do us a favor, ask me a proper question now.
But it shows you when you're getting next to the hard shoulder, next to the barrier.
No, the hard shoulder is on the left.
Oh, no, I know that.
I'm sorry, Barry, but you failed this test.
No.
You're a driving instructor? Good grief. Which side is this steering wheel on?
What side is the steering wheel on?
He paused.
The right-hand side.
I don't believe it. Is the right answer. It's 50-50, I guess.
But, no, honestly, look, if you're a learner driver... You've never been on a motorway before.
Yeah, you won't be able to tell your right from your left. Is that what you're saying?
No. When they say the amber studs on the right, they know they're hitting the barrier.
Right, you'll know when you hit the barrier.
Well, okay,
ask me a question that will actually save my life. Something that would, you know, you'd remember from your test. Not all this rubbish that you don't need to know.
Aye. Well, tell the government that.
No, Barry, I'm asking you to ask me another question.
Oh, another question.
But not some sort of stupid piece of theory, something that's actually useful that one would recall from their driving test.
Right. When is it legal
to
stop on a pedestrian crossing?
When is it legal to stop on a pedestrian crossing?
Yes.
When instructed to do so by the police is the correct answer.
No, it's not.
What?
You're wrong again.
Damn it!
When is it legal
to
stop on a pedestrian crossing?
I don't like your attitude, Barry. Seriously, it's the whole tone of your voice now. Good grief, I'm taking a test here. Why can't you be nice to me?
It's not the attitude. I'm just trying to test you out. Because I know you're a good driver.
You're freaking me out now, Barry.
Sorry?
You're freaking me out. Like, stop asking me all these questions, man.
When is it legal to stop on a pedestrian crossing? It's never legal to stop on a pedestrian crossing.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes. Do you want to know the answer?
Let's go.
I'm going to guess it.
Well, no, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to guess it. I'm going to get it. When is it legal to stop on a pedestrian crossing?
Yes.
When, in order to prevent an accident.
Oh, correct.
Correct, Mundo.
Good for you.
I know, I'm a genius.
Good for you.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Thanks a lot, Barry.
All right, son.
I'll give you your results in the post as we go away to come back again.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89. Where
is it? Name the five places where it's illegal to park. In front of my house.
Yeah. Behind the talk radio building.
Behind the talk radio building, correct. In front of the talk radio building and on either side of it.
That's right.
And on top of it. That's five.
Yeah.
0500 1053 89 is a free one. Let's take this mobile first because he'll probably drop off. Is he up there ready? Okay, it's a bloke called James. Hello.
Okay.
Not quite ready, obviously. He's just holding a phone up to the radio. Here's one in Yorkshire Dales. Hello.
My question is this. When road users, especially drivers, car drivers, are paying with cyclists.
Okay, can you get another phone? 0500 1053 89. And, you know, it's just like generally.
No! You hear me? You go to hell! You go to hell and you die!
Here's one in Blackburn. Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Riz.
How's it going?
All right.
I love listening to your show.
In the morning.
Yeah.
You love the smell of my show in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
It smells of, victory.
Right, okay, yeah. Loose change. I hate loose change. Don't you just hate loose change?
I find that it's aggravating when you buy trousers that don't have little change pockets.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, you're walking around with really heavy pockets because you've got loads of especially coppers. I mean, you have more coppers in your pocket than there are in Scotland Yard.
You should throw them away.
Yeah.
Give them to somebody who's asking for some spare change.
Well, what I usually do is give them to my mum.
Does she ask for some spare change?
No.
Just checking?
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. And so far, it's a freak all. This is a front page of the Daily Mirror, right? We can't forgive Charles. It's a ICM poll. Prince Charles is now failing to get public backing for his new life after Diana's death. What a stupid thing to say. Do you agree that he continues to live, is basically what they're asking. And people say, oh, no. Oh, I don't agree with that at all, no. He should, like what? Just hold his breath? Until he expires? An exclusive Mirror poll reveals that people are still not wanting, not willing, to forgive how he treated her. The amazing survey shows that only 6% of women like him, even though they accept he is now a better father. And although Charles scores slightly higher in people's affections than when Diana died, he is still near the bottom of the league table of royal popularity. Yeah, blah, blah.
Well, no one has to vote for him. What difference does it make?
The Times, however, says opinion turns to favour Prince as king.
Huh?
That was an ICM poll. This is a Mori poll. When in doubt, well, you know, if there's no news, then just commission a poll. Seriously, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Just commission a poll and, hey presto, there's a story.
Sure, just ask your friends at the pub.
The public has changed its mind, says the Times, to give support to the Prince of Wales becoming king with Camilla Parker Bowles as his bride. In less than a year, the tide of support has swung greatly in his favour, it says. Exactly 100%. The opposite of what it said in the Mirror. Both polls presumably weighted to represent this great, stupid nation of ours. The percentage of those confident that the king would make a good king has leapt to 61%. Another poll carried out by NOP for the Sunday Times found that 41% of people believe that Britain had become a more caring and compassionate society since the princess' death. And this thing in the Mirror said exactly the opposite. It said her death hadn't made the slightest bit of difference. And we're all still just as, much of a horrible slime balls as we were before. So that's three polls, all asking the public what they think, all sort of weighted for, you know, class and age and sex and all that stuff. None of them agreeing with each other at all, which kind of makes you think, because the election is the biggest poll of all, right?
Right. And maybe we got that one wrong.
Well, it's beginning to seem that way, isn't it?
Maybe they had an election the day after or something.
Who the hell is responsible for that?
I don't know.
So it's 0500 1053 89 as we... blimey, is that the time already? Is it 10 to 9?
13 minutes of time.
Do we do almost a whole hour?
We've done 47 minutes or thereabouts.
Unbelievable. What have we talked about so far?
I have no idea. Bicycle. Yes.
We took a little test, which we passed with flying colours.
We did.
I think I got every single question correct, sir.
Yeah.
Here's one in Nottingham. Hello.
Hi, Nick, how are
you? All right.
Basically, my mum bought the new Friends videos today.
What, of the old series, or...?
No, you know the fourth series? It's on TV at the moment.
On Channel 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, basically, they're putting it on video before you can actually see it on TV.
Really?
Yeah, my mum's gone and bought them because she's, like, obsessed with it, but I don't see what the fuss is about, because I don't think it's that good, to be honest. I just want to know your opinion on it.
I think Friends is the smartest, most feel-good, kind of funniest show on television. It is. It's not only a laugh every 30 seconds, which is the way American sitcoms are. You know, barely a minute goes by where there isn't a laugh or like a major smile. Usually it's a laugh out loud. Whereas British sitcom, you could wait the whole 30 minutes and you would barely raise a flicker of a smile.
I think there's a lot better American sitcoms than Friends, though.
But the thing with Friends is it's so feel-good and warm, you know. I mean, Frasier is...
Brilliant.
Yes, it is. It's funny and sophisticated and wry and all of that stuff. Although I think the earlier ones are better because more lately it's got a bit kind of slapstick and a little silly, actually. But earlier they sort of relied on less Frasier desperately searching for sex and more on sort of witty banter and repartee. But it wasn't so much of a feel-good comedy as Friends. I mean, the thing with Friends, and Cheers had this as well, is that you just want to be a part of those people's lives. You know, you would want to go to a bar where everybody knows your name, and you know, Norm would come in, and you go, Norm, and, you know, it's like they're part of your family. And Dad's Army had the same kind of thing, you know. You just enjoy spending time with these people, and you would kind of like to know them on a personal basis. That's the thing that Friends has got going for it. It's got this sort of golden, warm glow about it, and you would like to have friends like that. I mean...
Well, I wouldn't mind Courtney Cox, is one of my friends.
Yes. And just that whole lifestyle really appeals, because none of them have really appeared to do any work at all. And they all know each other, and they're all really close. And, you know, people kind of like the thought of being in an extended family, really tight-knit group, who are hilarious all the time.
Can I just give my top three American comedies?
No.
Please.
Blimey, we're doing lists now. Okay,
right.
Sure.
Frasier first, obviously. And then... Seinfeld second.
Seinfeld is not funny.
Don't start
funny.
And go at that again, because whenever I've mentioned that before, you slagged it off. I think it's a really good comedy.
It's not fun. Okay, Mike the mechanic is Canadian, which is almost American. Seinfeld. Please explain Seinfeld to me, because I'm prepared to accept that it's too American for my taste, right? Perhaps you have to be from like a troubled Jewish New Yorker to get it.
Is that the case? No, I get it. I'm not troubled Jewish or a New Yorker.
Do you actually think it's funny, though, Mike?
I think it's brilliant. I think it's one of the best sitcoms ever.
See, Nick, you're outvoted there.
How could you not like Seinfeld?
But
what don't you get?
It's just not funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I challenge you to laugh at Seinfeld.
Challenge me?
I can't help it.
You would lose that challenge.
Yeah, so there's that.
Have you never seen the episode the Master of My Domain, when they won an Emmy Award for it? When they all four, they have a competition who can withhold from indulging in.
Don't say it.
Don't say it. And they never said it at all. That was so clever. That's why it was so clever. They never mentioned what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew what they were doing. And they got into all these situations, which sort of exasperated their dilemmas. It was great.
Yeah, that sounds like really grown up and not childish at all.
It's not. It wasn't childish.
Yeah. So there's those two, and then Spin City.
Yeah. Oh, please, Spin City, that's worse than Seinfeld.
That's brilliant, that is.
Oh, blimey, get a life, Philip.
Well, what are your favourite three here?
Well, it would have to be Cheers, Friends, and, can I say four?
Go on, then.
Cheers, Friends, Frasier, and, Larry Sanders.
That's rubbish, Larry Sanders.
Oh, no, that's brilliant.
Can I say five?
Okay.
Oh, go on.
Roseanne. Can I say six?
Go on.
Bilko. Now, that is one of the greatest comic creations of our time, and also one of the greatest performances. I mean, Phil Silvers was. Is he dead? The way you said that, you just like sounded so relieved. Oh, yeah, blimey, let's have a party. You bastard.
He got spoiled by the film that did, with Steve Martin in it.
Oh, I avoided that like the plague.
That was awful, that was.
Absolutely. Okay, listen, Philip, you've taken up far too much of our valuable time here. We have many issues and topics to discuss, and it doesn't seem like we're going anywhere with this. It's just a list, just a boys' list. Do you have pictures of Pamela Anderson on your wall, and you know, collect train numbers too?
No.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call, and the call that I was going to go to just dropped off, damn it. But we need to go away in order to come back again.
Nick Abbott.
You know, you'd think that he's helping you, but he's hurting you.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. No.
I don't know, she just cracks me up.
Right.
You make me laugh, innit?
I'm so annoyed.
Yeah. That was the star of screen and radio, Carol McGiffin, who did a tremendous job on the What's-His-Name show.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, no, I really mean it.
Oh, right, yeah.
0500 1053 89 is a free call as we start to pick up speed. Here is one on the M1. Hello.
Hi, Nick.
How's it going?
Very well, thanks, mate. I'm just phoning up to have a gripe about something. Something annoys me intensely. I hope people listening might agree. People that go on holiday and come back with accents.
Accents?
Accents.
From holiday?
They've been on holiday. I've got a friend of mine who went to Sydney for a month and he came back with a really broad Aussie accent. And affected it. You know how annoying that can be?
Yeah, mate, I do. No, Australian is a really easy accent to pick up because it's slightly lazy. It's sort of like rounded. People often, people meeting me for the first time, will more than not say, which part of Australia do you come from?
Yeah.
Because I just have that sort of a weird twinge and twang around it. American accents are the same thing. They're just really, really easy to slip into. And while to Americans or Australians, we still sound as British as ever, if we pick up a bit of a twang, it just sounds really awful to our ears. Because it sounds like, you say, like they're putting it on.
I think it's really naff. And he occasionally flips into it and say, I forgot I thought I was in Australia again. And you know how they talk, they go barbecue, they sort of raise the end of the word up and make it sound like a question.
Do they? Barbecue?
Yeah. Australians do that, don't they?
I don't know. Barbecue? Like that?
Yeah.
They don't.
I just wonder if anyone else would has encountered the same annoying problem.
Well, people could go to Australia, of course, go there for a long time. I mean, nobody goes to Australia for the weekend or even a week, right? So you're there for 3 weeks, something like that. Am I right?
Yeah.
And so I can understand that you would come back and pick it up a little bit, but you pretty much get through Gatwick Airport, come out the other side, and you've dropped it. I think any more than that, they're showing off, mate. I think he's just driven into the car in front. 0500 1053 89. Please go hands free at all time. Here's one in London. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Did you say London? Because it was
did.
Half...
I said it was a London thing, innit?
Jim, somehow or other. Yeah, hi. Hello.
Hello, June.
Hi.
How
hello.
Are you?
I'm very well.
Cool.
You were talking about Gary Shandling, weren't you?
Gary Shandling, yeah.
Oh, my God. The funniest man I have ever, ever come across in my life.
Really?
He's hilarious. I was working on a film in L.A., and he just can't stop. If he realizes that you're a giggler, he totally...
Can't take his hands off you?
Oh, his hands never came on me, damn it. What? I wish they did, but he's
What film was that then, June?
He's witted.
What film was that you were working on?
It's a film that's not out yet. It's got a new title, and I haven't heard what it is yet. I know they're changing titles. It's a film with Warren Beatty, who's a friend of his.
I thought you were going to say a friend of yours.
Well, he is a friend of mine.
And what did you do on this movie?
I was script writing.
You're a script writer?
I am a script doctor.
You are? Can I talk to you after the news? Would you mind holding on? It's a free call. I just
want
to know what a script doctor is. I want a little insight into Hollyweird.
Hollyweird.
All right, well, hang on, June. I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. Is it Nikki the newsreader in there? Nikki the psycho newsreader.
Psycho newsreader. You only say that because you're in the next room.
What did I ask you to do? Is it fart news?
Yes, it was indeed.
Fart news. Hallelujah, here it comes.
And now for the fart news. The upside is that a new slimming drug will help you lose weight. The downside is that it will give you chronic flatulence. Zenical works by stopping the body from absorbing fat. And in spite of the side effects, doctors are predicting the pills will become as popular with women as Viagra is with men. And researchers at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Minneapolis are sniffing farts to try and find out why they smell. They'll be rating them on a scale from 0, that's for no odor, to 8, very offensive, having fed their subjects on a fixed diet. The hope is that when they have the results, they'll be able to develop a commercial device for reducing the offensive odor. And now, talk radio satellite weather. I can't believe I just read that. I cannot believe.
I can't
believe.
You
made me do that.
You did it with a straight face. You are a genius. We love you.
Thank you. Now, talk radio satellite weather.
Yes.
Any showers this evening should die out, leaving most parts dry with clearing skies. But this will mean it'll turn cold and breezy with a touch of frost in some northern parts. Rain moving into Northern Ireland later this evening. The overnight low, 3 degrees in Scotland, but 7 to 10 degrees centigrade everywhere else. You're a bit slow tonight, Nick. You had an open opportunity for music there and you failed.
Which one?
The temperature. Overnight low, 3 degrees in Scotland.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
I
missed that one.
I pointed out to you.
God damn it.
I know. Talk radio news time. It's 4 minutes past nine.
Award-winning talk radio across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM. KPMG Commercial Radio Station of the Year.
This is not the home of amateur radio. We're doing this for real. This is actually going out in the air.
There will be one person who will save us from world destruction. Guess who it is?
Kev? I'm thinking of having my knees removed.
Why?
Why not? Something to do.
What sex was George who found fame on children's TV programme Rainbow?
Was that the one with the zippy mouth thing? Oh, no, that was zippy, wasn't it?
Zippy.
What an idiot. You're unbelievable. Okay, here's one in Slough, and it's a person called Kessa. What kind of a name is Kessa?
Kessa.
Okay, to the question, what kind of a name is Kessa? The answer, Kessa. You're absolutely right there. I can't argue with that logic.
Do you think I'm crazy? Do you think I'm loco?
Give me back my jibber jabber. You won't get a penny.
Why is toothpaste called toothpaste? It should be called toothpaste.
On this show, we just want you to enjoy your knees.
Hello, Nick. I got knees.
Uh-oh.
You're unbelievable.
Nick Harris.
So are you feeling spent after getting through that news broadcast?
Extremely.
Nikki the Psycho newsreader?
I'm completely exhausted now.
Are you?
Yeah. I would just like to say that both those stories were genuine.
Really?
And the last one came out of The Independent, so it must be true.
It did? The Independent today?
No, from the 4th of August.
Right, you just keep, you clip out all fart news from papers and just keep it in a special file.
I have access to all of the archives from the national newspapers.
Do you?
Yes. And I'm not afraid to use it.
Okay, well, so we'll let Lord Russell Doublebarrel choose the page. Choose a page now from between 1 and 1,600.
1,400.
Well, are you sticking with that now?
Yeah.
Because you seem a little uncertain.
Yeah.
1,400, you say?
Yeah, that's right.
No, 1,492.
No, I'm sticking with 1,400.
Really? I can't change your mind. I swear you either way.
Yeah, that's fine.
1,400. Okay, 1,400. Okay, column one or two?
Two.
Two. And give me a number between like 1 and sort of 11 or something.
8.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Student.
Oh, that's all right. That's
easy.
Oh, an easy one. Thank the Lord.
just above it is stud. Would you prefer stud news? Gives you more scope.
I'll tell you what, why don't I do student news for 10 and then I can do stud news for 11 if you want.
No.
No.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, I thought I could go and get it all out of the way. Now let me do student news.
Student news.
I'm sure we can find some funny student stories.
Right.
I hope you can, too. Horsewhips.
Yes. And that will be the 10 o'clock hour horsewhipping news. All right, let's do some of this and then something else a little later, probably. Here's one in Exeter. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
How's it going?
It's doing fine. I'm wondering if I could play the game.
You certainly can.
Oh, excellent. You.
No, you're a loser, baby, so why don't we kill you? Here's one in Brentwood. Hello?
Hello there, Nick.
How's it going?
Yeah, don't you reckon that Dad's Army was, like, one of the best programs ever?
Yeah, because, not necessarily that it was laugh-out-loud funny, but you just really wanted to spend time with those people.
Exactly. I mean, if that could be on again, that would rival programs like EastEnders, Emmerdale Farm, Coronation Street, all that stuff.
No, it wouldn't, because it is on again.
Yeah, but it's not the same people, is it? Half of them are dead, in fact. In fact, if it was possible, I think they should actually build these people again by taking the original sperm from these people, impregnating other women, and actually building a second series.
What?
I better have this out of, just better play on the safe side. 0500-1053-89, say for recall. I'm Nick Abbott. We're giving away money later.
Yes, we are, as soon as we figure out what we're doing.
What does that mean? We know what we're doing.
Do we?
What is the implication there, that we don't know what we're doing?
Well, I didn't know what I was doing.
You think we're just making this stuff up as we go along?
Oh, no, we're professionals. We rise above that.
Because we're playing a game called Where Am I with 1-to-1, who is celebrating the new special edition free national call tariffs. You've heard about this, right?
I have, yes.
In every show on Talk Radio, there's a new clue to the whereabouts of our 1-to-1 caller, who is somewhere in Britain. And if you think you know which town or city they're making their 1-to-1 free national call from, you could win money. It's like, we've got money, but we don't want it. We'd like to give it away.
Sure.
That's how much we care about this audience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The prize fund starts at £500 for each new location, and as we add more clues, and people keep continuously getting it wrong, then the money starts to go up and up. And there is no ceiling on this. We don't care how much money we give away. No. We must be nuts. So we're going to do that in a little while, in about an hour or so, something like that, aren't we? We're going to actually give free money away, which seems a little strange behavior on our part to me, but there it is. Sick Boy seems to have stopped work.
You're talking to Mike. I'm, waiting. And when he finishes talking, I'll get on to all these simple phone calls. I'll get into a break.
We have to do a break.
Yes.
And then we're going to come back. I just need more productivity in there, okay? Like, I don't think I'm being unreasonable, but there's four people working on this show, one of whom is me, and I'm the only one who's doing any stinking work. You heard what happened when Yeltsin sobered up for 5 minutes. He sacked everybody inside. Well, if I ever sober up, that might happen here too. So just think on, young man, and we'll go wake her back.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500-1053-89.
This one's my favorite. Who's this?
Yo, yo, mother.
Who is this?
This is not that Puffy Daddy-o guy.
No. All right, close the mic and let him get on with his work. You need a pair of headphones with that. I don't know how many times I've asked for this. A pair of headphones with a little microphone so that you can speak to me while the sick boy gets on with his work. Do we not have a pair like that? Like a directional microphone like that, so he can carry on. I do think it's ridiculous, but, by the way, that he's answering the phones next to the person that I'm talking to on the air. So that this whole system is mad in here. Sick Boy should be in a soundproof booth on his own. Like, I know that's not a great job, but he should be somewhere else so that when I'm talking to you, he's not... So open the mic now.
Yeah.
And he'll stop talking. He's like kind of like a little robot dog.
I think he's listening.
Oh, is he?
He's listening to whatever insane person is speaking.
I think he's listening too long. If they haven't got their point over in that period of time, then just get rid of him.
All right, Kevin, I
hang the line for a minute.
There
he goes.
It's Kevin. Not
me,
Kevin.
Yeah, well, we should call up the Kevin, shouldn't we?
I don't even know where he is.
That useless great gonk. Where is he, by the way? Anybody
camel,
know?
Isn't he somewhere?
Where?
Is he travelling overland on a camel somewhere?
I think the camel is travelling overland on him. All right, we're going to go to London as soon as Sicko punches him up, and he's on 5. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Nick.
How's it going?
How's it going?
All right.
Right, I don't suppose you remember me, but a couple of years ago, you gave me some advice.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Really?
Really bad.
Oh, dear. Are you going to sue me now?
No, not at all, no, but I'm going to give you... What happened was I rang up and I asked you, should I go and see somebody over the Christmas? And I've just come back from being abroad, and now I find out I've got a year-old little girl.
Eh?
And now, well, I've been away for a couple of years, yeah?
Yeah.
But the point was, 2 years ago, I asked you for some advice.
And the question was?
Should I go and see this young lady or not?
Over Christmas?
Yeah.
And you've just come back? It's August.
No, I've been back, well, about a couple of weeks, but I've been away for a couple of years.
Right.
And I came back, and now I found out, well, not a couple of years, a year, now I found out I'm now a father.
Right.
So the advice I rung up and I spoke to you about...
What did you get? What did you do to get put away for a year?
No, I wasn't put away. I've been away for a year. I've been abroad for a year.
Oh,
actually.
I see. Right.
Okay. In America.
Mm-hmm.
And
you are you're a father, really? Well, how did that happen?
Well, I'm sure you imagine. I'm sure you know how it happened.
Yeah.
But the point is, I was given bad advice by you.
Right. And the advice was?
I rang up and asked you, should I go? Because I knew a bloke who was going for a bad time with her, and they split up, should I go and see her or not?
Yeah.
And you advised me, go and see her. And I went and saw her.
And?
And I left a couple of weeks later, and I've just come back now, and I found out that I'm now the father of a 9.5-month-old little girl.
Right, and that's my fault.
You gave me the advice.
Oh, I didn't tell you to unzip your pants, Kevin. I just told you to go and see her.
I'll tell you exactly what you said to do. It was actually over Christmas, and you said, go and see her, enjoy it, get your Christmas bud. And I went and done that, and now I'm, you know, I mean, which I'm not even ready for. You know? I'm not even ready for this.
Okay, well, I recall absolutely nothing about this. It doesn't sound like a phrase that I would use. Go and get your Christmas pud? No, you must have been calling another show. 0500 1053 89, all bad advice, you know, willingly disseminated. Please. So this seems to be grinding to a halt again. Look at that. One stinking call on the board. 0500 1053 89. Mondays are always like this. Is it like this on Ian's show overnight?
No.
It's just a thing about, well, because on Ian's show overnight, it's Tuesday already.
Exactly. So we bypass the Monday problem.
Yeah. I do find that Mondays are really slow here. What is that? Like, people sort of don't get it. They, I don't know. I find it aggravating. Especially as I've got 4 hours to do. I need all the assistance I can get. And, you know, forever just coming back to me and I'm just talking to you, which prevents Sick Boy from answering the phones and that. And we ain't getting going here. There's nothing happening. There's no fire. There's no wit and repartee happening here. It's like I'm just some stumbling fool.
I think we should pre-record the show. And then
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or you could eat your dinner.
Because I absolutely will not give out topics. I won't. That would be the easiest thing in the world for me to say, right, well, let's do, have you ever seen a ghost? I wouldn't have a single problem. This show would fly by like that. It would be easy, and I'd get paid the same. But I'm not going to do it. I won't. I refuse. You've got to come up with stuff yourself. You know, don't be expecting me to say, what do you think about the NHS? Or, you know, would you... I just don't. I won't do that. I can't. Don't make me. But you've just got to start helping me to help yourselves. Am I right? Of course I am. You know I am. So 0500, 1053, 89. I'm going to go screenless in a minute.
Please don't do that. Just give Anemic another minute or so. He'll find... the fact that all the lines are lit up and he's not found anyone suitable for air makes me extremely nervous about doing something screaming.
Well, that's because he can't work while you're still yapping. So he's... Oh, no. Now we've got all six lines lined up, and I bet he goes through all six. And then the six that are waiting to get through after that, not one stinking person is suitable for coming on the air. Okay, here comes one now. And it's a bloke in Ludden, which is spelled L-O-N-D-N. I think he's losing his mind. It's a bloke called Adrian. Hello.
All right, Nick. It's me again, Adrian.
You again?
Yeah. You know, well, I'm calling in, so why doesn't Sick Boy let me on?
Oh, this is from last week?
Yeah.
Okay, for a second there, I thought when you said me again, that I'd already spoken to you tonight.
No,
you can't call
no.
twice in the same show, because that would be, you know, wrong.
Yeah. Okay. I know there's loads of people listening, it's just that they're too scared to call in. So
well, it's not scared, I'm sure, it's just they can't think of anything to say.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, a little while ago, you called, and or rather your mother called,
yeah.
and said, why don't we let you on the program, which I thought was pathetic. No, seriously.
It
worked. But I guess it worked. How old are you?
15.
And you're getting your mother to call up complaining that you're not allowed on the radio show. Don't you find that a little bit weird, Adrian?
No, I just said she sick boy wouldn't let me through in there. He kept saying, whenever you said, please call in, because no one's calling in, I called in, and Sipo said, it's busy, can you call back in, like, an hour? I wanted to punch him.
Right, well, are you getting the message now, Adrian?
No.
Is that your mother again?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
You want to put her on?
No, she is smothering you, Adrian. I'm seriously concerned about your welfare and your future here, because does your mother, like, kind of like, pack you a lunch and take you to school by the hand?
No.
Does she ever, like, if you get beaten up in the playground?
Oh, she said, what a cheek. 7 seconds later. Whatever you said 7 seconds ago.
Yeah, yeah. Tell her to shut up. She'll hear that in 7 seconds.
Literally, he told you to shut up. She said, oh, you're so cheeky. Oh, yeah. My voice is breaking.
I heard your voice is breaking. Congratulations, you made it. No, you've got to start breaking away from your mother, because she's wrapped you up in cotton wool, mate. No, seriously. I mean, does she settle your fights for you in school?
No, I don't have any fights in school.
Really? People don't pick on you because your mother is so kind of cloying and...
No one picks on each other at our school.
No one picks on each other at your school?
No.
Well,
the teachers pick on the kids, but...
Everybody kind of gets along smoothly, and it's all loveliness and light? You're joking.
Yeah, we cuss each other's mums, but...
What kind of a school are you going to?
Bacon's College, one in Rotherhithe. Oh, Rotherhithe, oops.
Bacon's?
College.
Bacon's?
Yeah. Other kids cuss each other's mums, but they only joke about it, they're only joking or whatever. So...
But don't you feel like she's holding you back? I mean, you're 15. It's you're about to, go through, or if you haven't already, go through the change. And you're going to be getting urges, Adrian. And your mother is not going to be, let's hope, your mother is not going to be a part of that. And so you've got to start, leading your own life. Just, get out from under your mother's wing, for crying out loud, Adrian. She's stunting your growth.
Oh, Dad, I'm 6 foot. I don't need to go anymore.
All right, put your mother on. Blimey.
All right, she's going mad in there.
Screaming enough in the background. We might as well talk to her face to face.
All right. Mom!
Oh, blimey, it's one of them. Mom!
Oh, yeah. She said last time that we sound like the Bradshaws.
What does that mean?
You know Bradshaws on Lorraine Kelly show and Bill Overton show?
Oh, yeah, the Bradshaws.
We sound like them because the first time she spoke to you, she said, speak to Adrian, but I was on a toilet. And she shouted down
the
passage.
Oh, can we have a few fewer... Can you... first of all, don't say passage in the association with the word toilet. And can we have a few fewer personal home details? Get your mother on the phone.
She's here.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Adrian.
Hello.
You've got to stop smothering your son. Seriously. You're going to make him into some sort of...
So embarrassing.
Some sort of social retard.
This is so embarrassing. I just did it for a quiet life.
He's 15 years old. I mean, I know in your mind he's only 3, and the urge is to kind of smother him and wrap him up in cotton wool so that he will never grow up and leave home.
Yeah.
But you've got to let him go, dear. You really do. You have to set them free. If you love them, set them free.
Yeah, he lives on his own.
He does?
Yeah.
He's 15 and he lives on his own.
Yeah, he's got a flat.
Huh?
He's got a flat.
At 15?
Yes.
That's illegal.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure it is.
It's not.
Well, you kicked him out.
Yes, yeah, bought and paid for his flat.
You're joking.
It's not even rented.
Well, where did he get the money from?
His father.
So he lives on his own?
Mm-hmm.
That has got to be against the law, isn't it?
No.
Hands up in there. Any legal experts?
Oh, it's totally illegal.
Russell, Lord Russell Doublebar, are you a legal expert? In what sense are you a legal expert?
Law A level.
He did law at A level. And what did you learn in law at A level?
You can't move into flats 15.
See, you can't move into, like, but now I was completely wrong in this respect, Mrs. Adrian. I thought that you were smothering the boy, but you're actually, you might as well have just dumped him on the doorstep in a carrying cot when he was three. You've chucked him out, he's just a boy.
He lives with his uncle.
Oh, blimey, talk about giving wrong information. I should put you in prison for, contempt of court, dear. I said, did he live on his own? And you said, yes. And now, here we go, we're finding out that you were keeping the truth from us all along.
His uncle's a truck driver and is away most of the time.
Right. So, like I said before, he should be chaperoned and taken care of at all times. You're not... the thing about you is you're not smothering him enough.
That's right. I know.
Okay, well, listen, thanks very much for a little insight.
Take up hate, yes.
If you want to put it like that, sure, why not? Is he a French?
Yeah, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, mate.
It was a little insight into the family life over there. Scary, kind of like the Addams Family. Do-do-do-do. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Nick Abbott. You have got to talk to him. He'll listen to you.
Oh 500 1053 89. It's a free call. This is Talk Radio. We're giving away money in the next hour, like we just don't care. I'm Nick Abbott, and this is my regular slot. And after 10, I shall bleed into James's show. I'll be opening a wound for your listening pleasure. We're doing till midnight every day this week, except the days that we aren't. Is the correct answer. Tonight, tomorrow night, 8 till midnight, Wednesday, there's football. Which one is it?
Who's playing?
Yeah.
I think it's...
You don't know.
Brazil and Colombia or something like that. No, I don't know. Or are we finished with all that now? As you can tell, I'm not a football fan.
I asked a Canadian. What an idiot. Not you.
You.
Me. But come to think of it... no, being Canadian doesn't necessarily mean that you're an idiot.
No.
Here's one in Tunbridge Wells. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
So?
Well, I've worked here for about 12 weeks.
Here?
Yep.
What do you mean, here?
I'm at work now.
Oh, all right. Where's that?
Tunbridge Wells.
Yep. What do you do?
What I used to do.
What did you used to do?
I used to pack food, make food and shit
pack
like that.
Pack food?
Yeah,
right.
Food factory.
Okay.
I won't mention it. The name of the...
No, don't.
No. But I've got a sack today.
Got the sack?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pissed off!
Yep, just like that. It was because someone of higher authority decided to want to have a go at me. But when it turned out I was right, they got the ump. And they had the ump all day.
Son of a bitch!
Yep. And, all day they've been going on and on at me until I decided to have a go back, and as soon as I've done that, I got the sack for having a go at someone in private authority.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they were itching for a fight. They were cruising for a bruising.
Yep. And I've been sacked just like that now.
But you're still at work?
Yeah, because I finish at 10. I'm on a 2 till 10 shift.
They sacked you and left you at work?
Yeah, I have to stay here because I get a lift home at 10.
But weren't you marched from the premises?
No, I was the... I'm not actually meant to be on the premises, the canteen. And I'm listening to the radio, like.
Right.
And you said that you got no callers, so I thought I might as well give him a ring.
So, well, I'm kind of confused, because normally when you get fired, and I'm, an expert in this respect,
mm-hmm.
they take you by the scruff of the neck, and they march you from the premises, and tell security never to allow you to cross their path again.
Oh, no, because it's down on the floor where all the food's packed and everything, so everyone's in overalls and all that, tassels coming back off the floor, because you have to get re-sterilised, you know, clean your boots, wash your hands and all that. So they just said go back to the change room, get changed and go. And I'll probably get a ring tomorrow to confirm that I've been fired and all that crap.
And so, I mean, is this broadcastable? Can you tell us what you said to him, her, it?
Well, what it was I'd put these green crate things in a place and then they went to move them, but I said I was told to put it, I was told I was, I can say it, I was told to put them there. Because she was higher authority, she thought that she'd know. But I said I was told to put them here. When the geese was asked, he said, yeah, I was told to put there. She liked that, and she said she'd been like, give me evils, probably having to go at me for every stupid little thing I did.
Really? She probably fancied the pants off you, Lee. That was what it was.
Well, I wouldn't know. No, she's proper ugly.
Yeah, but she was a person in authority and management. You have to work your way up, dude.
No, she's only one higher than me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you would want to sleep with person with her boss, perhaps?
I don't know. Is it a boss and a bloke? No, but she's only new. Like she loves the authority or something.
Oh,
really,
right. Yeah,
really
one
big.
Of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
annoying,
she's right. So
annoying,
she's,
but I put up with it for most of the day.
So she didn't want to, you know, be shown up by somebody, you know, of your stature in the company.
Yeah.
And so she likes to throw her weight around. And because you answered back and you had to be right in that respect,
uh-huh.
And she felt that she looked like an idiot,
uh-huh.
Then in order to re-establish her authority, which, you know, because being new and, you know, and so on and so forth, she felt was in jeopardy,
uh-huh.
Her standing in the company, she had to fire your ass,
uh-huh.
In order to make herself seem more aggressive and masculine. Well, uh-huh. The hell with her.
Yeah, well, there weren't even many people about to witness it, like, so.
Well, she'll be talking it up big tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, and I've got the same transport home as her, so she's going to be...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, this company is sounding a little bizarre.
This company is crap.
So you say that now. I bet if I talked to you yesterday, you'd have praised them through the roof. You'd
I bet
said,
I wouldn't. It's been the same thing for 8 hours. Packing food is basically...
Oh, trust me, I know what packing food is like. Except
repetitive,
that
isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You should sue them for repetitive strain injury or whatever they call that. But when I used to pack food, there was none of that sterilizing stuff. You just marched in with the, you know, straight off the farm,
uh-huh.
And started scraping the meat out of the barrel with the side of your arm, is what we used to do.
Well, it ain't that much different. It's just, you know, they got regulations.
They do? Regulations? They have regulations in this country about packing food? You're joking, mate.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually keep to them?
Of course.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm in shock. How long were you working there for?
About 12 weeks.
Twelve
weeks? Casual labour, though.
Casual, that's right. Well, you can just go sign on again. You want to be a gardener, mate. Be a lumberjack, something like that.
Oh.
Would you not prefer being a gardener, like out in the open air, digging weeds and...
Not particularly, because the recruit call is. I'm going to college in September.
All the creepy crawlies? Is that what you just said? Oh.
Can't handle the creepy crawlies.
Blimey. And what are you going to do at college?
At A-levels.
In?
Business studies, IT and maths statistics.
Oh, right. All of those sort of white collar jobs where you don't come into contact with creepy crawlies.
Yep.
Okay, well, the best of luck in your future career.
Uh-huh, thank you very much.
So far, like, you know, your association with management suggests that you're forever going to be... scraping the bottom of the barrel, be it food packing or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just trying to sort out your attitude, Lee.
Aye.
And don't answer back.
Yeah, bite the button on it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
0500-1053-89. That's what Monica Lewinsky used to say every time she went into the White House. I'm off to bite the button. It's a free call. Here's one in Windsor. Hello.
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 Hi, it's Samantha here.
Hello, Samantha here.
I just phoned to say hello.
I just phoned to say I love you.
Oh, thank you.
So what are you up to, Samantha?
I'm at work.
You're at work too?
Yeah.
Now, you're not the old bag who fired Lee,
no,
are
I'm
you?
No, I sell food. I don't pack it.
You
seriously.
Sell food? You sell food. It's 9:30 in the evening. Time to stop selling food.
Well, I have. I stopped selling at about 6. I'm still cashing up.
Cashing up?
Cashing up.
And what, blimey, that must be a lot of cash. That's 3.5 hours cashing up.
No, my husband's just slow at counting money.
He is?
Yeah.
I'm going to get yourself a new husband.
I've tried.
He's like a weight around your neck, Samantha. He's
Tell
dragging
me
you
about
down.
He's always done it. What can I do?
Ditch the dude.
I've tried. He keeps coming back for more.
He does.
He's a sucker for punishment, and I'm it.
Now, what kind of food do you sell?
It's a patisserie. We sell French croissants and baguettes and that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, get you. Ain't you fancy?
No, not really.
A patisserie.
I know.
It's a cake shop. Say it.
It's not a cake shop. I can't bake. I can't even cook. Yeah.
It's a patisserie. Well, what does a patisserie sell if it ain't cakes?
Well, it does sell cakes. I'm just not cooking.
Right, so you have it shipped in from elsewhere?
From France.
I doubt that very much.
I promise. Come and have coffee and you'll see.
In Windsor, a patisserie, everything you sell actually comes from France?
Yep. This is what they tell us. It's a franchise.
Ah, right. It may have patisserie on the boxes as they arrive, but it actually comes from, you know, like Bognor or...
Probably.
Or Wigan, somewhere like that.
I can't tell my clients that, though, can I?
No, of course not. You call it something French and fancy and charge five times the price.
Of course. This is the whole concept. You've got to pay for something.
Free market and all that sort of jazz, absolutely. You should be free to fleece the public for as much as you can get from them.
That's the English way.
But you don't seem to be English to me.
South African.
Oh, you've come from the other side of the world in order to screw your customers in Windsor.
I'm loyal to my countrymen.
Is that because you left them alone? Is that because you gained a reputation in South Africa, so you couldn't do business anymore over there, so you had to flee over here?
No. Before that, I lived in Mozambique. So I left South Africa 7 years ago to go to a war country for a couple of years, and now I'm here.
Blimey, it sounds like you're fleeing from the police. Where's the next destination? I don't think we have an extradition treaty with Brazil. You might like to try there next.
It could be a possibility.
It's Samantha and her illegal patisserie import-export business.
That's right.
She is the French connection.
I'm the French connection.
All right, well, listen, thanks very much, Samantha. How much up are you today? Or has your husband not finished counting yet?
Hasn't finished counting.
Oh, blimey. Get him a slide rule.
Say hello to him.
Hello, Samantha's husband. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here is one in Telford. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Telford?
Yeah.
What's Telford like? Because I've seen the advert.
Well, personally, I think it's pretty bad. Awful. It started off as a good idea, but I'm afraid, like most social engineering, it became a disaster.
Is that the one with the boy with the balloon? Is that Telford or was that Milton Keynes?
Yeah, Milton Keynes is the cows. And at Telford, they had us kind of Rubik cubes on the roundabout for a while, but they had to remove them in the end.
Rubik cubes?
Yeah, they were lots bits of junk that they'd got a sculptor to do, and it was sort of bits of stone and stuff covered with a plastic with different colours on the outside.
Oh, blimey, modern art.
Yeah, but the idea was that eventually when the plants grew, it would all twinkle and be lovely, but it didn't. It didn't.
Forgive me, mate, where is Telford?
Yes, where indeed. It's between Wolverhampton and Shrewsbury.
Oh, it's like no man's land.
Well, indeed. It was a no man's land at one time. It was very, very barren. The first industrial age started here, by the way, in Ironbridge Coalport, by the way.
Naturally.
And then it moved on and left it behind, as you know, when it moved on to places like Newcastle and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. It moved eventually into the 20th century and left Telford way behind.
Well, in some ways, yes, but some people thought they could come and improve it under the guise that they were providing houses for people from the black country.
Yeah.
But actually, it was just a bit of capitalist development. You know, they could have housed the people from the black country in all the spaces around Birmingham, Walsall, et cetera. But the land was cheaper out here. So under the guise of caring for the people and greenfield sites, you know, using Ebenezer Howard's ideas from the 18th century that we're going to house and give the people decent, healthy homes, they got cheap labor out here next to the factory departments, you know, because the whole place is compartmentalized in that way.
This is sounding like a genius of an idea, David. You and me, between us, will do exactly that idea between Belgravia and Mayfair, and by this time next year, we'll be millionaires.
But you see, they're doing that here. What is happening at the moment, believe it or not, that, of course, it's a wacko place for developing private housing. And the council, which is now taken over... It was a district council, took over from the Quango, which was Telford Development, which was at least competent.
Oh, blimey. David, seriously, before we go down this road, I really don't want to talk about local, whatever it is we're about to start talking about.
Call your
local radio station. They'd love to get this call, seriously.
Well, I won't. You brought that up, right, about Telford?
I suppose I did, yeah.
What I wanted to talk to you about was a very boring thing. You there?
Another one.
Sorry, but you were so desperate earlier on. you know about 15-year-olds not living at home?
Yeah.
But the law, I was a social worker for many years.
I'm calling the police, a social worker.
I was a good one, though. The law is very woolly about, you're talking about cotton wool, that wool is very, the law is very woolly. If a 15-year-old can look after himself or herself, and is not getting into any trouble,
yeah,
they do not consider they're out of care and control. So therefore, they leave them alone.
Really?
Yes. That's what it comes down to. It's a sort of...
And what if he's living with his French uncle who runs an import-export patisserie dodgy deal on the side who thrashes him nightly to sleep with a broken bottle? What then, David?
What then? He's got to go. He's got to be drawn to our attention.
All right.
Listen, I don't want to bore you anymore.
Okay, well, just watch the death notices in your newspaper and it will be drawn to your local attention. That's what social workers do for a living is, look for funeral notices and then think, oh, well, we should have done something about that. 0500 1053 89. I don't mean to say bad things about social workers, David.
No. Be fair to social workers.
That's
they
right.
get it both ways, like teachers.
They get a lot of stick, mostly from 15-year-old kids who are thwacking them in the back of the head with it. We'll go away and come back.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Oh, just hit myself in the head with my headphones. I hate when I do that. I do that about once a week. Oh, that hurts.
Because you do that.
Well, you're stepping on. You don't know it, but you're stepping on the lead. And so when you bring it towards your face to come either side of your head, it doesn't reach that far, and it just goes in an arc straight into your face. Ow!
Well, don't do that then.
Why didn't I think of that? Here's one in Chingford. Hello? Chingford.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Hello, I've been waiting so long.
Oh, dear.
And it's awful when you whack yourself with your headphones, isn't
it? I hate that.
That's why.
Ah.
I've been waiting so long.
You said that.
Phone down. Anyway, what I was thinking, when he was desperate for people to phone up.
A little while ago, yeah.
Yes. What I was thinking, why don't you do some sort of blind date, sort of get people talking together? Like a blind date, sort of get people on talking.
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes. Shall we start at the beginning? You've been holding on a really long time and you're aggravated about that. And then you want to do a blind date. Well,
hello?
People... Can she not hear me? Carol.
Hello?
Carol. She must have hit, mute or something on her phone.
Hello?
She'll say hello again in a minute. I just know it. Carol is in Chingford. Hello? Or she'll get bored and put the phone down.
Hello?
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. We should keep her up all the way through the show, and she'll, every now and again, she'll say hello. Oh, no, she's gone. Dang. Here's one in Grimsby. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, it's Lizzie.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank God, Lizzie. So, what's up?
I wondered if you could give me some advice on my situation.
Well, did you hear the bloke a little earlier on who's kind of gave us this garbled message? He asked me a question about 2 years ago, and I gave him the bad advice, and suddenly he's the father of a child.
Oh, I know.
That's my fault.
Don't give me any advice like that.
I think you should start having some babies now, Elizabeth.
Well, I've actually got one.
You've got a baby?
I have.
You don't sound old enough to have a baby.
I'm 22.
22 with me baby. Really? Too young, dear. I mean, I know you can't go back now, but why?
I'm perfectly happy. He's great.
You
he's
are?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of part of my problem, though.
Was he, a mistake, or did you plan for him?
Didn't plan for him,
right.
But no, he's not a mistake.
An
he's
error.
Wonderful. He's
well,
everything.
No, I'm not saying that it was a mistake in your life, but
no.
Was it kind of a surprise when it happened?
Yes, it was.
Right, okay, so it was a mistake in that respect.
Yeah, kind of.
How old is he going to be before you tell him that he was a mistake?
I won't tell him that.
Okay, so what's the query, Lizzie?
Well, I started my degree a few years ago.
You're a student with a baby?
I am, yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes,
I started it and I did 3 years full-time, then discovered I was pregnant. So I decided to do my final year part-time over 2 years.
Right.
And I've done one of these years so far, and I've been claiming unemployment benefit because it's part-time and I don't get a grant.
Okay.
Right. Now, they've just decided I should go on the New Deal thing, which would involve either doing voluntary work or another course or something like that, but it'd have to be full-time. Now, this would mean I wouldn't be able to finish my degree, which is my problem, and I've only got, you know, till June to finish.
I don't understand. You could be a student in the with the New Deal.
Yes, you
which
can.
Which I'm not really totally familiar with, but never mind.
No, I don't know all the ins and outs, but apparently you can do some kind of course, but I think it would be lower than a degree anyway. And I really just want to get this degree finished because it will make me more employable.
Well, let me ask you this, Lizzie.
Yeah.
What's your degree in?
Environmental studies.
Oh, blimey. How is that going to make you employable? Seriously, you studying hugging trees?
We have done that, yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Seriously?
We had to measure them, not really hugging them.
measure them to see, right, okay, arm's width, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right.
You had to measure trees?
Yeah, it was only part of it. It was only for one day. So.
For what purpose?
It was to measure how far apart they were as part of forestry management.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't that daft.
Environmental studies.
Yeah.
Do you understand how, like, sort of wishy-washy and like, weak that sounds?
I mean, yes, I do know that, but...
That's worse than media studies.
Yeah, I wanted to go on to get a master's degree in it, though, in countryside management, and it would fit me up nicely for that.
But, so what do you want to do in your future life?
Well, you know, there's a lot of options open still, but...
There are?
Some kind of conservation management, really.
Are there actually positions for people to do this stuff?
Yes, there are.
And like where?
All over the place, forests and all the national parks and things like that.
Really? What, they have like armies of people with environmental studies degrees going over and making sure the trees are far enough
apart?
Well,
there's a lot of management involved in forestry and things like that, yeah.
Really?
But also there's jobs in the council as well, which would be easier to get probably. You know, all the recycling and... You know, that sort of thing.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to paint a gloomy picture of your future, Lizzie, but environmental studies, I don't think you could have picked the worst course.
Oh, it's great. I mean, really enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I will get a degree at the end of it, which, you know,
I don't doubt it for a second, but you know, as for getting a job afterwards, I mean, you might as well choose Latin.
Not as bad as that. The teachers are good. They tell you where you can get jobs and everything as well.
They tell you where to get off.
No.
So what piece of advice do you want?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I should be doing because the New Deal is probably going to force me to do something else rather than finish my degree, which seems silly after, you know, 4 years of study so far.
Outline what this New Deal is. What is that?
I don't know exactly, but apparently because I've been unemployed for 6 months, they put me on because I'm in the right age group and everything. And then they try and find me, you know, some kind of training or, you know, a placement somewhere.
But you couldn't leave your baby. How old's your baby?
8 months now.
Well, blimey, that's fresh. They're fresh out of luck then.
I know, yeah.
And so you can't continue to be a student because...
Because I'm part-time and they don't want me, you know, they don't want me on their books as unemployed, do they? They want me to be New Deal and get a job and everything. And you're allowed to do full-time education, but for that you need to get a grant, and I can't do that now because I'm in my final year and I've already done half of it. So I couldn't even become, you know, do the rest of my degree full-time.
Blimey. That's a tough one, Lizzie.
It is, you know, it's going over my mind all the time. I don't know what to do, you know.
And then suddenly, almost every other person on this board now wants to talk about your problem. So I wouldn't even know where to start to give you advice on that.
All
but
right.
Maybe somebody else has got the, you know, what it is that you should do.
Yeah.
But it's a mystery to me. But the best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to sort out Lizzie's life, or not, whichever it may be.
Nick Abbott.
You have got to talk to him. He'll listen to you.
0500 1053 89. You still there, Lizzie?
I am, yes.
Why?
Pardon?
Why?
Why? Did you want me to be?
Well, no, I thought we'd done you.
All right.
right, goodbye then.
But keep listening because everybody wants to talk about you.
Cheers.
That's the thing about Lizzie. Everybody wants to talk about her. Here's one in West Midlands. Hello. Hello. West Midlands.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Rachel from West Midlands. I'm calling in response to Lizzie's call. She's considering whether to continue with her final year of university or to go on a New Deal course.
Yeah.
Well, I tutor at the moment, and the students on the course I tutor are, some of them are New Deal students. She must be absolutely crazy to even consider giving up her last year of university. It's a great opportunity she's got there. I myself was a pregnant university student. I had to give up my course. I mean, she's got the opportunity to continue, so she's really lucky anyway. And the courses that you actually go on with a New Deal are aimed at getting you back into work, but they aren't as high a level as university. So I really can't see what decision she's got to make.
Yeah, but people don't care about university degrees when you come out and start looking for a job. They just care about whether you can do a job or not.
Right, yeah, but do they care about whether you've got a university degree or you've completed a 50-hour course in IT?
Probably whether you've completed the 50-hour course in IT, because that will make you more useful to them in the workplace.
Well, not really, because, I mean, all universities now expect you to actually word process all your assignments, so she'll have covered more than 50 hours. Yes.
We used to just write hours. You have to type stuff these days?
No, not to type, but to word process your assignments. You can do it with one finger.
There's many things you can do with one finger, Rachel. I'm thinking of a couple right now. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right,
0500 1053 89. There she is, completely sorted now. Here's one in, or not. Here's one in Stockport. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello, Nick.
Yes, Phil.
Hi, I can't hear you very well. It's a bad line, this. Can you hear me all
yes,
right?
Yes, I can. Continue. Oh, good, right.
What do you think? I'd like to ask you. You're a man of the world, aren't you? I think, you know, I'd like to ask you what you think of Mick Hucknall's version of The Air That I Breathe.
I think it's great.
Do you?
Yeah.
God, honestly. It sounds like, to me, it sounds like a kind of third-rate cabaret band. Do you know, from Iceland or somewhere like that?
No, it's great. And Mick Hucknall does it again. There's another million in the bank. He's a genius.
Oh, yeah, he's done it again. All right. Do you think if it wasn't Mick that it would have got anywhere?
It's super radio-friendly. That's the thing about covering old songs, is that directors of music know them already. And so it'll appeal to the people who heard it the first time around. It also is a good song, so it'll appeal to the young people who don't know it from first time around. So how can you lose? That's why there's so many cover versions coming out all the time, is because it's bound to get played on the radio. No, I think it's an excellent track. Here's a bloke that looks like the back end of a horse.
Mm, sure, right there.
And he looks like he's got pubic hair on the top of his head. He's scoring with every model on the face of the planet. He's a millionaire.
He is a millionaire, you're
so,
right.
So I guess in comparison to him, Phil, we are losers, baby, so why don't we kill each other?
Right, yeah. I'll tell you, when I thought I was a loser is when I left school. You were talking about awful jobs before to somebody. Somebody was packing or something like that. I used to actually make, when I was 17 years old, I started off with an apprenticeship, and I got this job. I used to have to make Jaguar dipstick funnels. How about that?
What?
An awful job.
Jaguar dipstick funnels?
Yeah.
What's that?
A great big skip full of them, and what you used to have to do is a little tube, and you just put this little tube on this thing, and then press this thing and pluck it one, and it used to come out as a funnel. You used to make it into a funnel, and then you used to have to grind the burr off it. And it was that what made me go for a career in the music business.
Pressing, plucking and grinding did it to you.
Yeah, Jaguar dipstick funnels. Imagine you used to think like, wow, look at all these Jaguars here, you know, and you're just making this little tiny little car. And that was amazing. I've got a great chat up line for you, Nick.
Okay, lay it on us, dude.
Hi, babe, you smell nice. Have you been jogging?
And that works for you?
Not at all.
No. Okay, thanks for the advice. If you have any spare Jaguar dipsticks, you know where to send them.
Have you got the Jaguar for it?
And you know what to do with them. I'll send you a diagram in the post. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. It's Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. I'm just doing my own thing now. And just after the news, when we come back, I'll do James Whale's thing. You know, if he can't do it himself, I'll do it for him. Sure, why not? So that's exactly what will happen as we go away to come back again. Nikki, the newsreader's, Nikki, our psycho newsreader, is in there and is really easy task for this hour. She's doing student news, fart news last hour. Perhaps you missed that. That was one of the greatest moments in the history of newsreading. But student news this hour, easy peasy.
And the Spice Girls have confirmed they're sticking together. That's despite an official announcement that both Posh and Scary Spice are pregnant. The band says the show goes on, but pop pundit Rick Sky believes the press are right when they say this could spell the end.
They say themselves that their backs are put up against the wall in situations like this, and they will fight harder. But naturally, I mean, they're going to want to spend, both Victoria and Mel B are going to want to spend time with their babies, and they will be drawn away from the group because of that. The group won't be their prime focus anymore.
And now for the student news. That wasn't very tight there, Nick. I thought that was a bit slow there for you, DJ and all that. And now for the student news.
Oh, now she's a critic.
I know. Well, that's my prerogative, isn't it?
Get on with the student
okay,
news.
Okay. As a 19-year-old...
Bobby Brown is his prerogative.
No. Wrong one.
Don't you remember? It's
yes,
my...
I do. Yeah, go on then. Do you want to sing that? Or, okay. All right, can I continue now?
Yes.
Or are you going to interrupt me again? A 19-year-old student has been expelled from her college for getting married.
What?
The principal of the government-run college in West Bengal said that in spite of the fact she was a brilliant student, being married would make her a bad influence on the other girls. And a cut-price store is opening its first university campus branch for students at Warwick University. Their biggest sellers are expected to be baked beans, pot noodles, and inflatable furniture in that order.
Inflatable furniture?
Yeah, they think inflatable furniture will be the big seller amongst students.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, at least you can eat baked beans and pot noodles.
Well, I guess so. You could eat the baked beans and then inflate the furniture at your own leisure.
Oh, please, yeah. We're back in lockdown. Oh, I'm going to get another job.
Yes.
Anyway, Talk Radio Satellite weather.
Hooray! Everybody.
Any showers this evening should die out, leaving most parts dry with clearing skies. Not overnight, but it'll be cold and breezy with a touch of frost in some northern parts.
Yeah.
I've written past here, but maybe that's right as well. Anyway, rain will be moving into Northern Ireland later this evening. The overnight low, are you ready this time?
Yes.
3 degrees in Scotland. Thank you. But 7 to 10 degrees centigrade everywhere else. Talk Radio News time, it's 10:04.
Award-winning Talk Radio across the UK on 10:53 and 10:89 AM. KPMG Commercial Radio Station of the Year.
This is not the home of amateur radio. We're doing this for real. This is actually going out in the air.
There will be one person who will save us from world destruction. Guess who it is?
Kev? I'm thinking of having my knees removed.
Why?
Why not? Something to do.
What sex was George who found fame on children's TV programme Rainbow?
Was that the one with the zippy mouth thing? Oh, no, that was zippy, wasn't it?
Zippy.
What an idiot.
You're unbelievable.
Okay, here's one in Slough, and it's a person called Kessa. What kind of a name is Kessa?
Kessa.
Okay, to the question, what kind of a name is Kessa? The answer, Kessa. You're absolutely right there. I can't argue with that logic.
Do you think I'm crazy? You think I'm loco?
Give me back my jibber jabber. You won't get a penny.
Why is toothpaste called toothpaste? It should be called teethpaste.
On this show, we just want you to enjoy your knees.
Hello, Nick. I got knees.
Uh-oh.
You're unbelievable.
Nick Harris.
Okay, Pop-Up Pete, refugee from the next show, has just come in and is running the desk.
A lot
better than Mike does, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Pick a number between 1 and 1,600.
1,273.
Please don't let it be the Q's.
We're picking a topic for Nikki the Psycho Newsreader to read out of this next
bulletin.
I'm going to
change my ways. I'm going to become nice and sweet and not answer you back anymore.
You are nice and sweet. And I don't want you to answer me back anymore. Damn it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Now, are you doing the bulletins all overnight?
No, till midnight.
Till midnight.
Don't wish that on me.
Okay, so 1273, it's in two columns. I'm looking up a word in the dictionary. You have to pick a number between 1 and 2.
Okay, for 2.
2, he says. Okay, there's quite a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, there's about 25 words. So we need a number between 1 and 25.
22.
You bastard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 19, 20, 21, 22. Self-regard.
Self-regard?
Yes, we need a story on self-regard.
Self-regard, okay.
Are you going to accept that?
I don't know if I have much choice. Is there anything better?
Something else on this page. Okay, that's your first choice. Now, you can either have that or my choice from both pages that are open.
Oh, God, I know what's worse. Oh, go on, I'll have your choice then.
Okay. Can you fill while I do this?
Phil?
Yeah, read a joke. Or tell a joke or something.
I could reread the news a bit. I don't have any jokes to hand, not that are clean or that
okay,
I can tell on air.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
From this page, your choice between, what was it?
Self-regard.
Or self-abuse.
Oh!
Now you know which one you want to do, don't you?
Now my reputation as a serious journalist has already been shot to shreds.
Through the city.
It's down the toilet.
I know, so I'm...
Self-abuse news.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
Coming in at 11 o'clock, ladies and
gentlemen. I'm going to keep it as a surprise.
Wait.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. You'll have to wait and
Nikki
see.
Nikki the Psycho Nude Reader is the nude
actually,
reader.
That's true. At least with James here, I don't have to take my clothes off to read the news.
Right.
So, but no. There again, I don't know what's worse. Anyway, I'm going to go and cry now.
Okay.
Bye.
You're going to look up self-abuse on the internet. And not for the first time this week, as a matter of fact. Here's one in the West Midlands. Hello.
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 Hello. I want to talk about Lizzie.
Yeah, there's this woman who has got a bye-bye. And
got
she,
baby for 30 grey.
Yeah. Blimey. Look at that. Lord Russell Doubleborough has just made me a cup of tea. It's just white. Is this just water with milk in it?
Don't cheap tea bags.
I guess I'll sample it. Wait a minute. He's new.
Oh.
He's from Barcelona.
You need to give him a whip and get him into action.
Oh, blimey, that's awful. Okay, what's up, Louise?
I want to talk about Lizzie and that she should stick at her last year of her degree.
Yeah.
There are a lot of jobs, actually.
A lot of jobs.
A lot of jobs for environmental studies.
Oh, please, like what?
You can become an environmental auditor.
A what?
An environmental auditor.
What, a tree
an
counter?
Environmental impact assessment.
Wait a minute, Louise. An environmental auditor. Well,
yeah.
So you walk out the door and you go, yep, that's the environment. Well, there's one of them.
No, now be sensible. Don't be so critical on this. This is important. This is her last year of a degree. This is her child welfare we're thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
She could go into exploration logging, looking
what?
For minerals in the earth in an environmental fashion. Conservation.
You are making this stuff up.
No.
Looking for minerals in the earth in an environmental fashion? Is that what you just said?
My husband teaches environmental sciences and studies.
My husband and I?
No, not me. No, no, just my husband.
What do you do?
I work alongside with him, but I do interior design.
So what, so he takes care of the outside and you do
the
inside?
I take care of the inside, that's right.
It's like yin and yang at your place.
Yeah, but she could also go into conservation, forestry, endangered species, resources, recycling. Lots of things she could do, and I wouldn't say that she should go for the New Deal. My husband teaches the New Deal. And you get 6 months of training, you still get no guarantee of employment at the end anyway.
Oh, there are no guarantees in this life, Louise.
Well, it's better stopping for a degree and getting a good job than going into what I call the new YTS scheme for the government. So she ought to stick with it.
It's
and
another
can I
one
say
of those,
something
is it?
Else, Nick?
Yep.
I got into a lot of trouble on Sunday because of you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I sat there at the dinner table reciting some of your mum's that fat jokes without realising that my husband's mum is rather large.
No.
And she nearly choked on a lamb.
Really? She was eating a whole lamb at the time?
Well, the best one you said was when you said, your mum is that fat, she looks like she's smuggling a Volkswagen. And she just spat a lamb out across the table and she said, you what? And I nearly died, but it was good.
Well, what was she eating behind a screen or something? You couldn't see that she was fat?
Well, I've seen that much of her that I don't sort of look at her size, I just listen to her mouth.
Oh, blimey, I think you need to never mind about learning about the trees, Louise. You need to start learning some social skills. You need to go on a social skills course, dear.
No, we need to listen to you a bit more, Flower. Stay on the air.
Did you just call me Flower?
Flower, we say Flower down in the Black Country.
You do?
Yeah?
In Scotland, they say hen.
Hen?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than being called wench. I get called wench all the time down here, and that really gets my back up.
You do? Is it by guys in kind of like lederhosen who are drinking mead at the time?
No, it's just dirty,
wench?
Great big fat men drinking Banksy's with a great big bald head and dirty great big belly.
Do they have swords strapped to their side?
Well, they have them strapped, to put it that way. And can I say something else? And
oh,
I'm really proud of this. I want everyone to know.
Another thing.
Yes. Last night, I made my ambition come true. I put down and got Tommy Boyd speechless last night. And I was absolutely proud of it.
Last night?
Yeah.
Oh, last night, yeah, he was on the radio last night. Really? And what was it that you said that made him...
Well, he was saying that everybody over the age of 50 is over the hill.
Right, that sounds like something that Tommy Boyd would say, yeah.
Yeah, so I reminded him that he was 45 and he wasn't over the hill. He was three quarters down the other side as well. And that in another 5 years, his bits will drop off and then he won't have anything to talk about on the radio. Because he was talking about handcuffs and marital aids. So I thought I'd phone him up, and I actually shut him up, and I'm so proud of it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Louise.
All right, you look after yourself.
Ta-ta, wench.
All right, then.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here is one in Basingstoke. Hello. What?
We had a break yet?
Oh, no, we haven't. James, would you mind waiting past the break?
Yep, sure.
Thanks a lot, mate. So we'll go away. Of course, we are going to give away money in this hour.
£700.
Yeah, 700. Well, it might be, £700 it might be, but there's no ceiling on this, right? So if somebody doesn't get the right answer, then the money will just continue to go up.
Yes. And then breakfast, though. We only play it once.
That's right.
Yes.
But the money, it might be, we might be still playing this game next year.
Could be. We might be giving away the whole
thing. £1 million we could give away, but it's 700 at the moment. I'm going to give you a clue as to where in Britain this person is calling from. It's part of the one-to-one thing. They have a special edition free national call tariff. And if you can guess right, I'll give you some clues that we've had already and one that's fresh in this hour, then you could be picking up free money in the palm of your hand. And it doesn't get better than that.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
Pick me.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. James Whale is away this week. He is off ski. Where is he? He's doing his community service and is counting trees up the M1. He has to hug each and every single tree. And he'll be back in two weeks, 3 weeks, something like that.
No, he's back next week.
Back next week. That's what I said. He's going to be back next week. I said that. Weren't you listening when I said that?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said he's going to be back next week after he's hugged
a
sufficient number of trees. James Whale.
All right, where's he?
He's away. Blimey. Don't make me come in there. And so I'm Nick Abbott, and I'm doing till midnight, and then Ian Collins is stretching himself and coming henceforth, and so on and so forth. He's lengthened himself, especially for the evening, or something like that. And Mike, the mechanic, is doing this show and that show, which is like 13 hours on the air.
Thereabouts, yes.
It's the overnight grave shift, the graveyard shift, or
yeah,
something.
That's what they call it.
Yes.
I never understood that.
Here's one in Basingstoke. Hello.
Hi. I've got a sensible suggestion for you. That woman who was doing environmental studies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, my first time called, her a bit nervous.
You are. You're shaking,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. No, do it. Like, be with me. Like, with me, because I'm trying to make this easier for you, okay? So take a deep breath.
Go on.
Now, blow it out really hard. Okay, again. No,
again?
You need to really, like, expel that air like you're blowing something away. Breathe in. Blow it out. Now, do you feel better? You feel like kind of like your shoulders a bit more relaxed and they're
really
down?
No, I've got a sensible suggestion anyway.
Yeah.
She should do sponsorship.
What does that mean?
Get local companies. Just go around scrounging, basically.
Sponsorship?
Yeah. It worked for me.
It did?
Yeah.
Well, you got sponsored to do what?
To stay in college.
You did?
Basically, yeah.
I don't get it. Who would sponsor you to do that?
Well, a big computer company eventually gave in and gave me some money so I could carry on.
Really?
Yeah.
What, on the condition that you work for them afterwards?
Well, there was a sort of condition like that. I'm not working for him now, but I worked for him for about 6 months after.
And they gave you how much money?
Well, they gave me enough to tide me over.
Come on, tell us. How much? £100? £1,000? They give you £10,000. They wrote you a check for £100,000.
I wish.
And a free car.
Yeah. All of that.
Well, how much money did they give you?
They gave me £3,500.
£3,500?
Yep.
And did they require it back?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's the condition. But, you know, it's better than trying to, you know...
It's better than not having the money.
Well, that's it, yeah.
So they gave you the £3,500.
Yeah.
And when you worked it off, is that what it was?
Yeah, I worked it off. I stayed there until I worked it off.
Basically. Well, that sounds like a genius, and you just thought this up and did it.
Well, I was told it by somebody, and they'd done the same thing. So I went around Basingstoke, cap in hand, and it worked.
Well, I bet you presented your case with a lot more vigour and confidence than you're doing it at this moment. You weren't, because you sound like you're shaking.
Do I?
Yes. You sound like, you know those vibrating beds that they've got in motels in the States? You put your 5 cents
yeah,
in. How much is it, Mike? Your 5 cents or something like that?
I wouldn't know it.
Oh, you're not going to rise to that one.
Yeah,
damn
something
it.
Like that.
Yeah, I think it's a quarter you put in. And you it just sounds like you're on one of them shaking beds.
All right. Well, I can assure you I'm not.
Okay, well, listen, thanks. That's a good suggestion. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for you, so it could work for her too. Thanks
yeah,
a lot,
could.
Mate.
Yep.
0500-1053-89. It's a free call. And we're going to do this now. Okay, well, this is excellent, because every day this week and right across the day, we're playing what is called Where Am I? With one-to-one to celebrate their new special edition free national call tariffs. In every show, there's going to be a new clue to the whereabouts of our one-to-one caller, who is somewhere in Britain. And if you think you know which town or city they're making their one-to-one free national call from, you could be a winner. The prize fund starts at £500 for each new location, and as we add more clues, perversely, the cash keeps going up. You would think that the easier it gets, the lower the amount of money would be involved, but it's actually the other way around. It's like we're nuts. And you can make £700. That's what we're up to at the moment. You can be £700 better off in the next half hour, because our one-to-one caller's on the line now with a clue to his mystery location. So tell us, where are you calling from?
I've just got out of prison, but I don't have a criminal record. Where am I?
So if you think you know which town or city he's making his free one-to-one national call from, phone the Where Am I competition hotline. Now, it's not the line that I'm talking to the nice ladies and gentlemen. It's another line entirely. So get your pen out and get this wrote down. It's 0894-222-333. And leave your name and number. It'll cost you 25 of your English pennies. I could be talking to you and slapping the cash in your palm before 11 o'clock. You don't need your answer. You just leave your name and number. That's all. Just give it a ring. I'll leave your name and number. Don't call a free call number for the on-air thing. It's a different number entirely. The competition hotline is 0894-222-333. And the clue again is, I just got out of prison, but I don't have a criminal record. Where am I? I don't know, is the answer. I don't know. So I don't get the £700. God damn it! Here's one, or we're doing someone else now.
Where am I? All this week on Talk Radio with One to One, the national network for free national calls.
That was the something else that we were doing, and here is T2 from Lord Russell Double Barrel. That looks much better, and it's warm this time too. Congratulations. it looks just like tea. Here's one in Northern Ireland. Hello. Liz.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Liz.
Who's that?
Who is it?
It's Liz.
I know it is.
Yes. Yeah. Northern Ireland.
Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the son's bedroom, right?
Can I just recap?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Liz.
I'm Liz.
And you're from Northern Ireland.
From Northern Ireland.
Right, okay, just so we got that straight.
Right.
And you're sitting there in your son's bedroom.
I'm sitting here in my son's bedroom.
Why?
With dirty tapes. Of Nick Abbott.
You're sitting there in your son's bedroom, and it's like you're surrounded by tapes of my show.
Yes.
Oh.
And I have got a list now. Okay?
A list?
A list of 8 o'clock, start tape, 8:45, change side. 9:30, change tape. 10:15, change side.
Oh, wait,
11 o'clock, change tape.
Okay, this is a list of instructions that he's given you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's blimey. And where is he during all of this shenanigans?
He's out for a drink tonight. He's down Queens in Belfast.
He's off with some Queens?
He's away out for a drink tonight.
In the
right in Lurgan itself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
And he's given you a list of instructions.
He's given me a list of instructions.
Like you don't have anything better to do than tape some idiot on the radio?
This is the first time I've ever listened to you, and you are cool. And I mean, I'm an old woman.
Well, don't do yourself down, Liz.
Well,
how old is
47?
37.
47.
Oh, 47.
47.
I was going to say 37. Yeah. 37, that's not old. 47, yeah. Ancient. Now, that really is old. Seriously, how have you made it that long?
But he is just Nick Matt. I mean, he's working at the minute in the warehouse, okay? He comes home, 1 o'clock, has his lunch. Right, I'm away up to listen to Nick. Tape's on, 1:30.
And how old is this person?
He is 20. 21 September.
And is this something you have to do, like, every night?
Every Saturday night, but tonight now. You're on later tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to stay up till midnight.
I'm going to have to stay up till 11:45, yeah?
Well, yeah, I guess if it's the C90, you could put the last tape in at 11:15. And then be pretty confident that you'll get the very last to drop on me. Yeah.
Right, I think I missed 15 minutes of you.
Oh,
I'm
well,
dead.
You know that's going to really aggravate him, because it was the funny part that you missed. The rest of this show has been crap. It's that, you know, if you had only got that 15 minutes, that would probably have changed his life. Because it was hilarious, and it was an education as well, Liz.
Yeah.
He's going to hate you.
He's going to go mad, and he can tell, and maybe he's going to have too much to drink, and he not even comprehend tonight.
Do you ever object to that when he comes home drunk?
Unless he's sick, I'm fine.
Oh, right. Okay. You prefer him to be sick outside of the house.
Exactly.
Right.
Before he comes in, yeah.
And while you're in his bedroom, do you ever think about, you know, just kind of like rooting around in there and seeing what he's got? And
yes, like Counting Crows albums. Cool.
No, I mean, you kind of delve a little deeper.
Oh, no, I don't hope. No,
really?
No.
Oh, come on. You weren't ever tempted?
Well, like maybe.
Of course. If you took a peek under the bed right now, what would you see?
Nothing, because you can't get under his bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you ever thought of, like, pulling up the mattress to see if there might be anything, you know, sequestered under there?
Oh, I never thought of that one,
Think about that for a while. Yeah, why don't you do it right now, see if there's anything under there? See if anything, you know, pops out.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Has he got a wardrobe there in the corner of the room?
No.
He doesn't have a wardrobe?
No.
Where does he put his clothes?
Oh, here he is now.
Oh, he's come back now?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. Quick, put everything back where it was before.
Hey, Nick.
I was just talking to your mum, about she was going through your stuff. She found some incredible things. You wouldn't believe it. She's reading out your diary and everything. It's amazing. The stuff you get up to, really, it's just you're almost like you're living a double life.
What's that?
I would find a more secure hiding place for your, you know, personal knickknacks. Seriously, because your mother roots around your stuff when you're out of the house like you wouldn't believe. She waits till you're just out of eye shot, and then she's up to your room in a flash.
Oh, no.
Seriously, she's turning everything upside down. It's like she knows absolutely every single dirty, disgusting thing that you've been getting up to, mate.
What is something you're talking about here?
Well, you'll have to play the tape back.
You're talking about me taping you?
Yeah, yeah. So when you play the tape back, then you'll realize just how far into your secrets she's been delving.
I'm about 2 weeks behind. I tape them every night and then listen to them, you know.
Really? Okay, well, in 2 weeks' time, you're going to be really upset with your mother.
Oh, no.
Thanks a lot, mate. 05, you home really early.
Can I have one more thing to say?
Did you get kicked out?
No, I just have to work tomorrow.
Oh, I see. You're right. Okay, well, that's...
One more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
You saved my life.
I saved your life.
Yes, I was alive. I've been listening to you for about 6 years.
Yeah.
So I went to do a journalism course.
You did?
Yeah, to get into DJing.
Oh, did a journalism course to be a DJ?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, no, you see, it was the only thing I could get in this country. I mean, we're kind of backwards.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say that.
Well, I said it. But, what happened is, I didn't pay any attention to your thing, you know, about never getting into this business.
Right, nobody does.
Yeah, well, I did. Now I'm at Queen's University doing geography.
Well, hallelujah. So you wanted to be a DJ?
I started off doing journalism. I didn't finish the course. It was local news, you know. We had to do a newspaper and a radio, an hour-long radio show dealing with local issues.
Right. What's that issue? Yeah.
Well, local issues as in, I mean, if you look at the local papers, you see... Yeah.
Could it be any more boring?
Articles like bike stolen.
Right, you don't have to give us the gory details.
Well, yeah,
I
but you know,
just imagine,
so I just thought, no.
So you'd listen to my advice and you're...
I'm the only person ever to take your advice.
And you're out of this stinking business and you're doing geography. Well, I don't believe it. Finally, someone has listened.
That's
a beautiful story. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay,
best of luck with your... what the hell he's going to do with geography, I have absolutely no idea, but maybe he can win this contest. I guess he's just come in though, just slightly too late to win the £700. Would you like to win £700?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you say that now. Yeah, you should have been listening 5 minutes ago. In 2 weeks' time, when you catch up with the tapes, then you can call in. It's a miracle. I'm overwhelmed. Many, many times people call me in and call me up and say, I want to get in the radio. Do you have any advice? And I say, don't. And nobody at all ever listens to me, and he listened to me. It's like my entire life has now been worthwhile. I'm thrilled beyond measure. Get me a ruler in here immediately. I want to measure how much I'm thrilled. And then I'll lie to you. It's 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Should I go through this again and tell them precisely what it is? Sure. Well, every day this week, this is happening all this week on Talk Radio. We're playing a game called Where Am I? With 1-to-1 is celebrating the new special edition free, count them free, national call tariffs. We're going to give out clues to the whereabouts of our 1-to-1 caller who's somewhere in Britain, location undisclosed. And if you think you know which town or city they're making the 1-to-1 free national call from, you could be a winner. The prize fund starts at £500 for each new location. We're up to £700 now because the two losers got it wrong.
That's right.
And the...
names.
Yeah.
Got them on my phone.
Yeah, the names and phone numbers so everybody can call up and commiserate or, you know, whatever. And the number is 0894-222-333 if you know where this person is calling from.
Hang
and
on.
Mike doesn't have it even remotely ready.
Here we go.
I've just got out of prison, but I don't have a criminal record. Where am I?
What a great voice. He should get a career in voiceovers. Seriously, can't you hear him say toilet tissues? I bet he could say it really close, Mike, like toilet tissues. Like, you'd really want to go out and buy something to, you know, wipe your bum with. 0500. Seriously, you would want to change products just to hear him say that. Let's hear him say it again.
I've just got out of prison, but I don't have a criminal record. Where am I?
It makes me want to go to the toilet just listening to him.
You don't mean that.
And it's 089, not the ordinary number. Don't be calling us up on our chit-chat line. It's 0894, 222-333. I remember, just in time. And he just got out of prison. I would like to request that he get put back into prison. Seriously, I think they let him out a little too soon. I think it's that care in the community thing has gone awry again. And it's 0894-222-333. £700 rides on your answer to that question. Do we have the previous clues that the nice ladies and gentlemen screwed up?
Somewhere here. I'm here to spend a day at the races. Where am I? That was... this afternoon on Tommy's show, and Sarah in Bedfordshire got that wrong.
Yeah.
And then it was...
Sarah, you're so stupid.
And I'm not sure whether to eat at the Balti House or the Hong Kong restaurant. Where am I?
Hong Kong.
Yes, restaurant.
Yeah.
And
Hong Kong. Is it Hong Kong?
It's not.
I'm guessing Hong Kong.
No, I think the idea is it's places around Britain.
India.
Anyway, Sarah in Carfilly, she got that wrong as well. Another Sarah.
God, blind.
That was on Daily Show. So now...
No, seriously, sick boy, I don't want to talk to anybody called Sarah, like ever. No, that's a direct order. Nobody that's called Sarah ever gets on this show, okay? Here's one in Gloucester called Sarah.
Hello. I'm fond of South Park on Friday.
Yeah.
It was great, weren't it?
It was great, weren't it?
With Damien Owen, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's the sound that it makes when he just puts the phone up to his ear. It's like, when he's like standing outside, there's the wind rushing through his head. 0500, it's a real South Park fanatic. Here's one in London. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Nick.
Hello.
I noticed a dreadful faux pas in your 10 o'clock news.
What was that then?
The two pregnant Spice Girls with their backs up against the wall. Perhaps you could replay the tape for a laugh. It's the funniest thing I've heard all night. I love your program.
Really, that's the... And the news was the funniest thing he's heard all night. Now I'm really depressed. Nicky, the newsreader, it's... Oh, blimey, do I even need to explain that further? This is supposed to be a stinking comedy show, and the news is funnier. Here's one in Dagenham. Hello.
Hello there, Nick.
And Nicky, the newsreader, couldn't be more pleased. She's coming in now to, wallow in her newfound fame.
Well, I can't really say that. I mean, that last 20-minute section was shadowed by that rather weird call you had about that bloke using all the tapes and that. Record your show. I mean, now, like, dull was that. You can almost see him in 5 years' time advertising on this actual program. Come and buy the Talk Radio CD Britannica selection. That's right. It's just got Nick Abbott on it. Like, buy, like, your back catalogue of shows and stuff like that.
Right, and you're saying that his call was boring?
Well, right. Neighbours. Now, like, I don't know how they cast this, but when people are coming into the show,
They're
always like friends or relatives of people that live in the street, weirdly enough, most of the time. And if they're trying to get rid of someone, they don't just move away all the time. They either have, like, a bad disaster
And
kill a few of them off. Like, when was the last time you actually saw someone leave Neighbours through their own will?
How old are you, Paul?
What's that got to do with it?
Just answer the question.
Older to know what I'm doing, but not young enough to know what I'm not doing.
You're late teens.
Ish.
Ish?
Ish.
You're 20s something.
Early.
Right, stop watching Neighbours.
Well, I only watch it purely for...
For waiting till they...
analyse.
Yeah, wait till they go swimming and they take all their clothes off. Exactly. 0500 1053 89. Some of that Australian teenage flesh, you just can't get enough of it. You disgust me, Paul. Here's one in Helston. Blimey, is there really such a place? Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Helston.
Yep.
Where's that?
It's in Cornwall, on holiday.
You're on holiday?
Yep. It's been raining most of the time.
I was on holiday in Brighton just this last weekend, and it was bracing.
Get up to anything fun there?
A lot of too much drink.
Yeah, I was phoning up about the driving test.
The driving test?
Yep. No, I think they should include on the theory test... something I heard on TV like a few months ago, and it was about an old bylaw about who you should give way to. Yep.
Yeah.
And it said you must give way to squirrels.
What?
So,
squirrels?
Yep.
No, that's not in the driving test. You give way to squirrels?
Bylaw. It's somewhere, I think, someone in Hampstead Heath. I hope you give way to squirrels.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, mm-hmm. Always. Yeah, yeah. And whether or not... I don't know, the strength. I either give way to them or run them over, you know, or, like, kick them really hard. You ever kicked a squirrel really hard? Of course not, because you couldn't get anywhere near them. I'm just making it up. Always give way to squirrels, unless they're grey ones, because we don't like them, because they're like rats. The red ones we like.
Oh, I like all squirrels.
You do?
Yeah. No, why not? What's the difference between grey and red?
I know, they taste the same. This one in Norwich. Hello.
Hi, Nick. I'd like to pose you a little question, right? Okay, how many barrages of security do you have to get through to get into Talk Radio?
Personally. It's endless.
Right, because me and my friend, about a month ago, we went down to London for the sole purpose of trying to find out where Talk Radio comes from. Mm-hmm. We walked the entire length of Oxford Street about three times. We first had to look along the bottom and then see if there was anything there. Then we had to look, crane our necks all the way to kill on the top floors. We couldn't find anything, not even one logo.
Yeah.
And are you going to let in where you are?
Monkey!
Because we are going to come down next Tuesday and we want to find out where you are. We're going to hold up Oxford Street, and if no one puts a banner outside the window, we're just gonna cry.
Okay, which day is that? Are you coming again?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay, you hear that, Mike? Alert security. Next Tuesday, we want to redouble our resources because I'm thinking that he is
crazy.
0500 1053 89. No, it looks like our plan has worked, and we kind of like it's stealth. That's what we are. We've covered this building with the anti-radar material, and we don't put a plate on the front because that would be stupid because we have people like him hanging around outside. and we always leave by the back exit. Or preferably from a helicopter on the roof.
Yes.
And it's not Oxford Street, by the way. We're broadcasting in Regent Street. We only say Oxford Street because that's like our postal address. Next time you come, David?
Yep.
Regent Street. You want to go the length and breadth of Regent Street. Okay.
I think you're having me on there somehow.
That's a big white building we're in called Broadcast House.
Yeah, that's right. It's the top of wherever the hell it is.
Oh, yeah, one other thing. Why don't you like the BBC?
Why don't I like them?
Yeah.
I dislike the organization. It's just that some things they do really aggravate me. And as I'm paying for it, just like everybody else is, I feel I should be able to whine about it on the air. You know, some of the things that they do just don't make any sense. It's kind of they're running the company like it's a commercial TV station, which it ain't. You know, it's daft. Can you get me the schedule for Saturday night? Do we have Saturday night's papers or something that would have that in?
I'll send out Lord, what's his...
Oh, we could look at the schedule tonight. I mean, what have they actually dished up for us tonight? I mean, do you seriously ever watch anything on BBC One? Is anybody? Well, no, we have a very wide cross-section of people in here. Like, I've just turned 38.
Yeah.
I'm sort of ABC... I'm ABC1, right?
Uh-huh.
Male, obviously.
You're right. Okay. That wasn't crushing
you. What does that mean? Yeah, okay.
No, I'm just helping the conversation.
You are? It seems like you're stalling it.
Not at all.
And I can't think of one single thing that I watch on BBC One. Like, nothing at all. I'm straining to think what I watch on BBC Two. Oh, Larry Simpsons. Sanders, The Simpsons, yeah, all that American bought-in stuff.
Yeah.
As to what they actually make themselves, have I got news for you?
Right.
I think that's it.
Never mind the Buzzcocks. You ever watch that?
No. I think that's it. I think Have I Got News For You is the only thing I ever watch on BBC television. Isn't that shocking?
That's terrible.
You know, it's a good program, but it's not worth almost £100 a year.
No.
Seriously, it isn't.
No.
I'm actually racking my brains right now trying to think of one single stinking program that I watch on BBC TV. Okay, well, I can come up with one. You're a Canadian. I was sort of given this propaganda crap about British television being the best in the world and all that sort of jazz.
Yeah.
You come here, name me five programs you watch on BBC television.
Are You Being Served? Simpsons? And the news. And maybe a movie if it's on.
Okay, well, movies don't count. Simpsons don't count. It's bought in. Are You Being Served doesn't count because it's like 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The news, okay. Accepted.
Yeah. Sometimes, if I'm around, I'll watch Men Behaving Badly.
Okay, so something I've never got into, but I'll accept that people find it
It's all right.
Amusing.
It's all right.
Andy, you are, how old are you? Like 12 or something?
15.
15, okay, we should explain that Mike Hansen is, you're 30-ish?
32.
Okay, and foreign. Okay, so between us, so far, we've come up with Have I Got News For You and the news, which seems to be, you know, fairly typecast so far. Okay, Sick Boy is 23. We're all fairly middle class, I suppose. We should ask some working class people, but we don't have any working class people here,
do
we?
Let's get them in.
Let's ask Ian Collins.
He's middle class.
Very much so. Mm. So do you watch anything on BBC One?
Actually, there is one thing I can think of. A program called People's Century. There's some of it on at the moment, which is quite educational, quite highbrow, and historical.
Okay, well, see, to me, that is exactly what the BBC should be doing. Like, precisely that. Like, coming up with programmes like Shock of the New, which was that brilliant series of, you know, about modern art and civilization and the ascent of man and all those sort of great old stuff that they just don't do anymore because they're too busy giving game shows to bloody Dale Winton. Seriously, that's what it is. Lord Russell Doublebarrel in there, he's like our hormonally charged teenager who, were you ABC1 C2DE, where would you put yourself?
19, so.
Is that an answer to my question?
What was that?
So in the social scale, what does your dad do for a living?
I'm in C, so my dad's a driver.
Okay, so C2.
Mm.
All right. Well, so now we've got an actual range in here. We're not all white collar workers, so that's good. So now we'll get like the other side of the coin.
Okay.
BBC television.
Shooting Stars.
Shooting Star, okay.
Yeah.
That's a student-y type of thing.
Mm. and that's about it.
Okay, well, shooting stars, now that's something that ITV probably would never have come up with. Because it's, like, really off the wall. It's kind of, like, stupid. It's a real chance that they took with that, you would think. I mean, Vic and Bob were kind of... not much of a chance, let's face it. Because Vic and Bob were sort of cult anyway. And in anything they do, students will watch and then repeat endlessly. Oh, and Sick Boy's got his hand up.
I said a brainwave, sir. How about later with Jules Holland? That's good.
Yes, it is good.
Good program.
Yes, it is a good program. Yeah. That's also something that ICV would probably not do because nobody watches music on television. I mean, that's pretty much a given. The music industry are forever whining that there's no music on television, and the reason is because nobody watches it.
Yeah.
But that is an excellent program, and you're quite right in that respect.
Thank you.
So we've got the news. Have I got news for you? Later with Jules Holland, Shooting Stars. That's four. Four stinking programs for £100 a year.
That's crazy.
And you do, and are you, David, are you still wondering why I whine about the BBC?
Hello, is that the BBC Central Office?
he wishes to register a complaint.
You have got to talk to him. He'll listen to you.
Yo. Yeah. Are you still there, David?
Mm-hmm.
What's your problem, dude?
I have a sinus trouble.
What programs do you watch on the BBC?
I watch Keeping Up Appearances and One Foot in the Grave.
You like comedy about old people?
Yep.
Well, you sound too young to like that stuff. That's parents' material.
Yeah, but wrinkly people turn me on.
Well, thank goodness that there are some people in the world like you, David, because eventually we'll all become wrinkly people. Here's one in Merseyside. Hello.
Hi, yeah.
How's it going?
Not too bad, mate. BBC.
Yeah.
It's like Mogadon, isn't it, really?
Okay, so that's not what you call up about, though, is it?
No, call up about an interview we're seeing about Monica Lewinsky's mother.
An interview with Monica Lewinsky's mother?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she was on the TV, and the fella said to her, go on, answer the question, and she said, okay. Oh, Monica is a mouth organ.
A mouth organ?
Yeah.
In...
As in harmonica. Don't get it?
Yeah, I get it. It's like real funny, and he waited so long to tell that weak joke. Here's one in Slough. Hello.
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 Hi, it's Janice here from Slough.
Hello, Janice here from Slough.
I heard you call it early on the evening, Samantha from Windsor.
Yeah.
And I heard you make a joke, and I heard she received it quite well, but I mean, about leaving the South Africans.
Yeah.
But I think that people don't appreciate why people left South Africa and how fortunate people in this country actually are. Safety-wise, that is.
Safety-wise?
Absolutely.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't have to go to sleep with burglar bars in your windows. You don't have to worry about being shot in the street sort of thing.
Oh, you haven't been to Brixton, Janice?
Is it just as bad there?
Well, burglar bars on windows, absolutely. People have them everywhere.
Do they, really?
Oh, yeah, really, seriously. Open your eyes and see for
evidence. No, I know
evidence.
That there are safety
perhaps
problems.
Perhaps not in Slough, but, you know, where people have got money. Of course.
Slough money? I don't think so.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You want to leave Slough.
Yeah, but how?
You'll catch a bus.
Not possible.
Hitch.
But what I'm saying is people are so fortunate here. They complain about the NHS system. They complain about the safety system. They complain about everything, but they just don't know how good they are.
Well, that's the human condition, Janice. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. You will complain. If you won the lottery tomorrow, you'd be whining that, oh, you know, I've got all these people who are want money from me. And,
agree with you. Complaining sometimes makes a situation better because it makes people more aware of it. But what I'm saying is, you know, like people will say things like, it's so bad here, but how bad is it really, you know? That people just haven't lived in other places.
That's right. And when you want to have dinner, you can just go down the supermarket in this country and buy whatever
Absolutely.
It is. In South Africa, you have to go out and kill a buffalo.
Well, this is a fact of life.
It is.
And then you have to string it up and make it into bull-tong sort of thing, and then live on it for a month.
I have no idea. Well, it's an education, this show, ain't it? Thanks a lot, Janice.
And I think you're wonderful.
I think you're wonderful, too.
No, we listen to you every night, and I think you're so witty.
Well, bizarrely, in kind of like a mirror image here, I listen to you every night as well.
No, you don't.
No,
really.
Seriously. Because
that's your other voice talking.
I have bugs planted in your flat, and some of what I hear is, disgusting and probably illegal.
Of course.
Thanks a lot, Janice.
Okay, bye-bye.
Please, keep that kind of stuff under the bedclothes. It might be okay in South Africa, but we're a little more circumspect and upright in this country.
We try to be here, though.
Try to control yourself, Janice. Thanks a lot.
Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're doing this, we're giving away free money. It's like we just don't care. And the clue to the location is, I just got out of prison, but I don't have a criminal record. Where am I? Still time for you to register. Take part in the contest with 1-to-1, the national network for free calls. We've got £700 in the prize fund. It could be yours if you can identify the town or city that the 1-to-1 caller is making his free national call from. And to recap, it sounds like this. The mic scrambles. Anytime you like, Mike, this is a live show.
Where's it gone?
It's gone missing.
So to recap, he said, I just got out of prison, but I don't have a criminal record. Where am I? It's the Where Am I competition hotline number 0894 222333. Yeah, just in time to be late.
I just got out of prison, but I don't have a criminal record. Where am I?
I think he probably does have a criminal record. He sounds like exactly the sort of person who would have a criminal record as long as your arm. Like police are, keeping him under close surveillance.
Could be.
Yeah. He's probably, on injections to keep his ardour in check.
I couldn't possibly comment.
We don't need your answer. You just have to leave your name and number. The caller costs you 25p, and I could be talking to you within the next 9 minutes and giving you some free money. 0894-222-333. Where is he? Okay. We need to go away and come back again.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
Oh, I'm losing channel in my headphone. I'm only hearing with my right ear. Can we get an engineer? Oh, never mind.
Don't even bother.
It was really weird. It's like, when you put your head underwater and just kind of like get water stuck in there and you can't hear?
Exactly.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I can't hear you. My headphones aren't working.
I think I broke them when I smashed them into my face. So I broke my nose and my headphones both at the same time. God damn it, this is really annoying.
I thought they were good headphones.
They are. I just broke them. Used to be good. Oh, blimey. I can't continue like this because I am a professional, but, it's like the blinking thing and that, innit?
Yeah.
So it's 0500 1053 89. I can't go on. Can somebody else take over?
Oh, sure. We'll get Ian to do 7 hours instead of six.
Of course. He'd be thrilled to do 7. Is he really doing 6 hours? He is mad. Six hours?
Yeah.
Is he going to come in and talk to me before he goes on?
He's got
to
see his voice, hasn't he?
Because we've never actually done that, I don't think. We've never done that amusing little chit-chat that presenters do.
Just remember when you first filled in?
Yeah.
And Ian and I did the evening, or whale slot.
Did you?
And then
I did his. Head. Oh, that's right. I've got no memory at all. It's so embarrassing.
Can we do this before the news, then?
I don't know, because I can't blink an ear. He'll give the answer, and I won't know what he said. No, seriously. I need some assistance in here. Help me.
You can honestly
please help me.
Can you not hear anything?
Well, only through my right ear, but that's not the ear that I think with.
Oh, right.
Hang on.
Oh, it's Nikki the Psycho Newsreader. What does she want?
Oh, she's going to give you new headphones. You won't like those, though.
No, I don't like those.
I've been checking for them.
I don't like them. They're brand. I don't like brand.
Oh, no, only one half of these work as well.
Oh, God, Bennett, what is going on here?
Hang on, I only need to hear in one ear when I do the news.
You do?
See, she should be an engineer.
Oh. We're not going to get this done, are we?
No.
Oh, let's just do it anyway. You'll have to give me the thumbs up or down because I can only hear with one ear. I can't think with that ear.
All right.
Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Nick.
Glenn, how's it going?
It's going fine, thank you very much.
So let's recap the clues. Now, you're the person that called our number, ain't you?
I am, indeed.
We picked you out at random.
Yeah.
He's our Randy caller. It's Nicky, the Psycho Newsreader, comes to the rescue with a new pair of headphones, which I'll put there and enjoy later. Thank you. Okay, so what were the clues previously there, Mike?
Oh,
he's lost them.
I'm here to spend a day at the races. Where am I?
Yep.
I'm not sure whether to eat at the Balti House or the Hong Kong restaurant. Where am I? And
I've just got out of prison, but I don't have a criminal record.
He does.
Where am I?
So, where do you think he is, then? Glenn Cole?
Well, I haven't got a clue, Nick, so I'm going to have a wild stab in the dark and say Doncaster.
Doncaster, you think?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Glenn, but that's not the right answer.
Is it not?
You're a failure, baby.
I know I am. So story of my life.
Why don't we lose you?
Yeah.
No, it's not right, mate, but to continue and add to your woes, we will be sending you a Talk Radio prize pack.
Right, cheers, Nick. Bless your cotton socks.
My cotton socks will be in it, as a matter of fact. and as well as my, you know, paper panties.
And your thong, great.
That's right, yeah. And Bill Overton and Claire Cafford, who are in Los Angeles, California. We'll have another clue at 7:20 tomorrow morning. That's 6:03 local time.
Yeah, they're doing the breakfast show at night there.
Yeah. The one-to-one prize fund grows by £100, which is $83, to £800, which is, almost 1,300 of your US dollars or something.
That's all right.
So keep the clues that we've given you already, or don't, because we will repeat them, or not, as the case may be, or isn't. And it's 0500 1053 89. Have we done 3 hours already? Man, this show goes so fast, it's like a day at the beach.
Just like the day at the beach.
Yeah.
You all right with the equipment now?
No, I still can't hear a damn thing. But I am enjoying being by the beach. I just wish that these pebbles were a bit more sand-like, you know, because they're playing havoc with my twos. But I'd like a cocktail. Does this beach come with drink?
I don't know. You can have a pina colada if you like.
A pina colada? No, that's a bit too 70s for me. It's a girly drink. I like a vodka martini straight up with a twist. With an umbrella in it, if you don't mind.
Hey, you come in a coconut shell as well.
And now for the self-abuse news. The late Archbishop of Dublin is reported to have had a Zoom monkey shot after becoming concerned that word was spreading about his diocese of the creature's antics. The death sentence was passed after the monkey became notorious for attracting attention because of his propensity for self-abuse.
Really? Was he spanking the monkey? I can't believe it.
Well, I believe that, yes. In fact, I don't think I'm going to get into that one because it's just too... Anyway, there you go. And feminism in Australia is turning men off sex and onto self-abuse instead.
Yes. Hooray!
Psychology Today is reporting that many men feel castrated and immoralised by changing gender roles and so are choosing to exercise their libidos in the privacy of their own bedrooms rather than have to talk to a woman in bed, perform and go through the criticism afterwards.
They have to perform.
Well, that's what it said in Psychology Today. So.
It's like a performance over there.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You guys are the guys, you know. Who knows? Is it a performance?
Not when I do it, no.
Anyway, moving swiftly onwards. That's over. It's all radio satellite weather. Scotland
is
will
it,
be...
Is it raining?
No, you know it's not. You heard me do the weather earlier on. It's going to be rather chilly in Scotland.
Ooh.
The north will have the odd sunny spell tomorrow.
The
occasional shower, but the south will be cloudier for a time with a little risk of rain. Northern Ireland will also be cloudy tomorrow with rain, but it will brighten up in the afternoon. The rain will turn to showers. England and Wales will have a spell of rain, but in most parts it will be bright and... Oh, excuse me. My mouth just isn't working today. No, I'm getting to the end of this
sing
script.
Sing Flash. Wow. No. Come on, do it with me. Come on, here we go. Everybody.
There you go. Can I finish my script now?
Please do.
But in most parts, it will brighten up in the afternoon with scattered showers, although central parts of England will remain mostly cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Talk radio news time, it's 4 minutes past 11.
Award-winning talk radio across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM. KPMG Commercial Radio Station of the Year.
This is not the home of amateur radio. We're doing this for real. This is actually going out in the air.
There will be one person who will save us from world destruction. Guess who it is?
Kev? I'm thinking of having my knees removed.
Why?
Why not? Something to do.
What sex was Jobs who found fame on children's TV programme Rainbow?
Was that the one with the zippy mouth thing? Oh, no, that was zippy, wasn't it?
Zippy.
What an idiot. You're unbelievable. Okay, here's one in Slough, and it's a person called Kessa. What kind of a name is Kessa?
Kessa.
Okay, to the question, what kind of a name is Kessa? The answer, Kessa. You're absolutely right there. I can't argue with that logic.
Do you think I'm crazy? You think I'm loco? Give me back my jibber jabber. You won't get a penny.
Why is toothpaste called toothpaste? It should be called toothpaste.
On this show, we just want you to enjoy your knees.
Hello, Nick. I got knees.
Uh-oh.
You're unbelievable.
Nick Harris.
Okay, Lord Russell Doublebarrel has gone home now because he has to, go and, whatever the hell it is he does.
Passing some laws or something.
Yeah, he has to go, and thrash some serfs. Yes. So we're going to have to have Nikki choose her own news, which is very dangerous because I feel that, almost certain that she's going to get this wrong. Number from 1 to 1,654, please.
762, please.
762, she say. Do you actually like this part of this, or would you prefer I just, treated you as a professional news person?
I think it's well beyond that. any sense of decorum I had has long gone.
Yes. Well, that's true, but we're talking about what happens at work now. Okay, 762, column 1 or 2?
Oh, column 1.
Column 1, she say. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's 5, 10, 15. It's about 18, something like that.
1.
1, Lalique Glass.
Hey?
Oh, well, that's going to be boring, though, isn't it?
Okay, so that's the number that you chose,
yeah.
Right? Now, you have a choice between that and one that I choose from these two pages.
Okay.
So...
it does add excitement to my life, I will give you that. I know that means I have a very sad and boring life, but there you go. Having said that, the general verdict is it can't get much worse than it has been today.
Well, self-abuse is just about as far as you can go, isn't it, really?
They were good stories, though, as well.
They were excellent stories. Well, how the hell you ever came up with those is just beyond me. Isn't the internet a fabulous and wonderful thing? Yes. Well, it looks like this is not a great page, I'll have to admit. But how about... in fact, it's a crap page.
Okay, do you want me to choose
again? No, we're stuck with this page. What is that noise?
That's Mike.
That's the sound of your chair?
No. You see, nothing works around here.
What are you doing to that chair to make it make that noise?
Relax.
Seriously, it's crying in pain in there. All right, lame.
Lame.
Lame, a fabric which has metallic threads, usually gold or silver, woven into it.
Okay, well, at least I've got a good... almost, like, 15 hours to find something. I think I'm going to need it.
Well, of course, with the disco, the 70s disco revival comeback and the movie that's just being made about Studio 54 and all that sort of stuff, you'll have lame stories up the tent pole.
Yeah,
well, run them up like a flag, absolutely.
Okay.
A lame flag.
Well, at least there's no embarrassment factor in that one.
Well, a little bit.
I won't go into a BBC interview for a job, and they'll say, "What's this about fart news?"
Yeah, but they will question why you're dressed in silver lamé.
I know. But I wear that to all my interviews. So
you
nothing
do?
New there. Yeah, skin tight catsuit, you know.
And you're still here.
I know. It's amazing that I haven't had more job offers. Actually, I have, but not the kind that I want.
Naturally,
serious
yeah,
ones,
that's right. And a lot of offers come from those postcards that you put in telephone boxes, but, you know, apart from that.
Yeah, those kind of things. Don't pay badly, though.
Really? I had no idea.
Neither do I, and I'm going before I embarrass myself anymore.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Mum, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. Oh dear, she does. That's the worst.
You're mostly sorry for all of those phone calls that she keep getting at the house.
No, I have my own house. I don't live with my mum.
Oh really? It's just a shame you put your mother's phone number on the card.
Yeah, well, that was under her instruction.
I see.
Yeah, you know that's what happens. Divorced women, anyway, they can pick up men.
Wow, you are digging yourself in so deep, it's incredible. Not only do you not have a career anymore, but now your mother hates you too.
I'm completely finished, aren't I? I might as well get married and have babies or something.
I know. Your mother will be pleased. She'll be thrilled.
Well, that'll
moon.
Redeem me, won't it?
Yeah.
If I get married in white, and then she'll just think, excellent, you know.
She'll think,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, I'm going.
Okay. See you tomorrow. And do you remember what we're doing now? It was lame or lalique glass. Yeah. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Let's do the back and forth thing.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
Getting up on the good foot. Fonk E, this is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott, in for James, who's away for one, count them, 1 week. And I'm doing 8 till midnight today, tomorrow, Wednesday, 10 till midnight, just after the football.
Football.
Which football is it there, Pop-Up Pete? Pop-Up Pete's our hormonally charged teenager.
It is, it's a nationwide football. That's narrowed it down a bit, hasn't it? Nationwide league, Division 1. I'll go and ask.
Thursday, 8 till 12.
I think it's QPR versus somebody.
And Friday back to normal, which is 7 till 10 p.m. Here is a call in Newcastle. Hello.
Hi, Nick. I was going to say, as long as Nicky still has a credibility, he's got no problem.
Yeah.
About the BBC, it's a bit sad that the 1978 schedule would have included Dad's Army, Faulty Towers, and the like. And are you being served? And so does the 1998 schedule.
Yeah, funny that.
I mean, yeah, except that it isn't, you know. It wasn't funny then. It's not funny now.
Oh, come on. How can you say that Faulty Towers...
I saw it the other day. I used to like it when I was a kid growing up, and then I watched it the other day, and it just looked... It looked so 70s.
Well, it is so 70s. Some of the episodes, they push the hysteria just too far that it is kind of painful.
Mm.
In that you feel kind of sorry for him rather than laughing at him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think you'd be pretty churlish to dig a hole for that show.
I look at it and I find myself looking at the maxi car and things like this. And thinking, God, you know, and that kind of detracts from the humour because you think, I used to have one of those, you know. Or at least I used to be driven around in one. But I rang about leadership in the world. Yeltsin sacked Viktor Chernomyrdin. Last year, I think it was, because the guy was making a mess of the country and put in Kiryenko, this guy, who today he's sacked, and put in Chernomyrdin, almost as if no one's told him he's already sacked Chernomyrdin from messing the country up.
Well, he was probably so pissed at the time that he doesn't remember.
Yeah, but don't you think that's like serious crisis? I mean, look at all the leaders in the world. We've got Clinton, who's just, you know, going from one cock up to another.
Excuse me?
Yeah, almost. And then bombing a country to sort of deflect attention.
Well, no, I mean, people are saying that, but I don't think so. I think he's bombing the country because he thought it was the right thing to bomb that country. And you know, Bin Al, what's his name, was supposed to, I mean, this is the thing, I didn't see it reported in many papers, in fact, only one. They were supposed to have this terrorists' summit in the in one of the locations that, no, seriously, in one of the locations that was bombed. It was supposed to be all the, you know, the head terrorist types.
Right.
All in the one place at the one time, and they got wind of this.
Wasn't that in the Naked Gun?
No, they got wind of this, the CIA or the FBI, whoever does this for a living. And just as you would do, had you got this information and you were in Bill's shoes, you said, absolutely take them out now.
Right.
And so, but Bin Al, what's his name, got wind that they had found out because they were busy taking people out of the American embassies, and so he thought, well, they're about to launch a strike, and so he cancelled the cancelled the conference, and so he would have got them all in one go and would have been a national hero for doing so, but they didn't happen to show up at the time, so that's the reason that they did one of those places.
It kind of went wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, that seems, you know, on from Bill's point of view, you would think that that's reason enough to send in the missiles.
Well, I don't know.
Didn't have anything to do with deflecting attention from Monica, what's-her-name?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit cynical about the whole thing. I mean, I just think leadership. I mean, I think it's serious that, you know, the two heads of of the world that just seem to be mad. Mad as lorries, both of them.
No, mad, the Russian bloke, yeah, but what, Bill Clinton isn't mad. And seriously, I mean, would we prefer the leaders of our countries to have their genitals lopped off when they take power? Would we prefer them to be kind of like sexless automatons?
No, I don't care for his Monica Lewinsky mouth organ nonsense. I just think it's all the white water. It's the guy has a problem with truth. And I mean, you know, if you extrapolate that to our current leader, he's a sort of a Bambi-esque puppet. But look at the opposition. I mean, is there a Tory party anymore? I mean, it used to run the country for two decades, and I don't know, this guy had a sinus problem, and they seem to have taken his head off, because I've never seen or heard from him. I mean, not sorry about that, but Elmer Fudd's disappeared altogether.
Elmer Fudd.
And whatever happened to, wasn't there a third party in politics?
I don't know, I seem to vaguely recall, yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like so long ago, doesn't it, when there used to be, I don't know, some kind of, we're going to do this, and we make our mind up, and now it's all sort of market-led nonsense, namby-pamby, politically correct.
Well, you know as well as I do that when the revolution came and swept all before it, and it'll take a while for the opposing forces to regroup and mount some sort of a serious attack. Mm. And in the meantime, the field is with the you know, the one who has vanquished.
Well, we've just become a sort of Diana, post-Diana world where...
Oh, blimey, you have been reading too many papers, Anthony. You're just starting to spew this stuff out now.
Well, that's what they're leading us to believe. It's almost like we're soulless, directionless, etc. And it's like, you know, I mean, you know, you're talking about what's, you know, the BBC schedule. ITV tonight, I've got James Bond on, you know.
What's wrong with that? James Bond, I mean, talk about your, I mean, okay, James Bond is
36-year-old hat. It's pants.
Pants.
That's all ITV ever do. ITV always do James Bond.
Well, I don't have a problem with ITV. ITV can do whatever they like, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't make any difference to me. The reason that ITV is in existence is to make money. And they will put on a TV schedule, and if people watch it in their millions, then they'll make money. If they don't watch it, then they'll all lose their money. It's just like, there's none of my money in there, you know? It's not a public service broadcaster.
Well,
it's a money-making machine. So whatever they do is fine. You know, that's to go ahead and put your stupid game shows on and rerun James Bond or Indiana Jones or whatever the hell it is you want to do. Just get as many stupid people watching that channel as you possibly can and sell them the adverts. That's what it's for. It's to make money.
But the only thing, Nick, it'd be more honest if a channel just came up and said, look, we've got nothing to show tonight. We're not showing anything. And a message screened up saying, there's nothing of any worth. Go do something else. Think for yourself. Turn on the radio. Read a book. Go out and entertain yourself. Just do something. We're not going to feed you this because it's not worth watching.
But you don't understand which country you're living in, Anthony. People are stupid, and the stupider the product, the more they like it. Seriously, I mean,
no,
you know that's
sad,
true.
Man. It's sad.
Well, it is sad, but that's human beings. Get used to it. It's the same the whole world over. And the more stupid and bland and anodyne the product, the more people will like it. And that's why they like stupid game shows and, you know, daytime TV talk shows and all of that rubbish that keeps getting pumped out, which ITV should do. You know, look at commercial television the whole world over. It's tripe. And because that's what people like.
But you know, the people who appear in it, you know, the Dale Winstons and the fat Vanessa Feltz and all these people, I mean, they know it's crap. They know that the viewer knows that it's crap. And they know that we know that they know that we know that it's crap. And it's still crap. And it's like, you know, pets win prize in this kind of show. This is what seems to make the world go round. Then we talk about quality television. We talk about being a first world. We talk about, you know, having the right to lead culture and, I don't know, bomb countries and mourn Diana and all. It's just so vacuous, man. We're just losing.
Well, you are half right. The people who are making this stuff are more intelligent than the product itself, and they know it's tripe. But the people who are consuming it, they love it for what it is. They're not watching it in a knowing, ironic way. They just love it. Hey, listen, Andy, I've got to move on, but thanks a lot. Sure. 0500 1053 89. We're going to go to a break in a minute, not now, because, first of all, the star of the evening is Rab C. Nesbitt.
Hold on,
Rab!
Oh, God, who is that? I mean, what a spliff and another than Welsh book can do for you. What?
Get on with it.
Well, I had a bad weekend, son, bad weekend.
Why is that?
Chucked out the house again, you know.
You did what?
I opened the mine, but I'm the top bloody flat, you know, it's getting a bit... Well, is it? You know what started it as well? She's given me a hard time Saturday morning, and she said... You know, I'd really like to have a bigger chest. I said, well, why don't you go and see the doctor or something? She said, I did. She said, the doctor said I should go and put a piece of toilet tissue between my things and, you know, you'd give me a bigger chest.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, is it going to work? She said, well, look what it done for my arse, you know?
Oh, dear.
So that was the whole weekend, walking the streets. Went to the... Into the chip shop. We've got a chip shop down here where I live in Govan. Went in there, and I don't like the guy. I just don't like him at all. I walked in and I said to him, I said, hey, have you got Braveheart? He said, look, you're an idiot. This is a chip shop, not a video shop. He said, away you go and behave yourself. So we're in again about half an hour later, and I said, right, go on, give me a new friends video. He said, look, I'm sick of you. You're drunk. This is a chip shop. It's not a video shop. I said, right, okay. So we're in again a third time, and he looked at me. I said, sorry, I'm not going to cause any hassle. He said, right, what is it you want? I said, have you got a fish called Wanda?
Oh, you are bad.
So that's it. I'm walking the streets because she wouldn't let me back in the house. And then the next door to the video shop was a pet shop. I walked in, I said, going to give me a wasp. He said, don't be stupid, don't sell wasps. I said, well, you've got one in the window. Hey, there was two fish in a tank. And one turned to them and he said, well, how are we going to drive this then? Anyway, in closing, in the same pet shop, and this is true, the guy was selling a caterpillar, and he knew I was drunk, and he said, it's a talking caterpillar, so I said, all right, I said, I'll have it, you know, I'll wear it, I'll buy it, give me it, and I knew I was getting done, but I took the thing anyway for 20 quid, so I'm walking out the shop, I've got the caterpillar in a matchbox, and it opens the matchbox, and it says to me, it says, hey, Rob, let's go for a pint. I said, my God, the guy wasn't kidding me on. He said, it really can't talk. So I took it for a pint. I says, right, we've had a pint. What do you want to do now? He says, well, let's go home and watch the telly. And home, watching the television. He says, Rob, I'm a bit hungry. Is there any chance of fish supper? I said, look, I'm a bit drunk here. I'm just a wee bit drunk. Sorry, for the benefit of English listeners, a fish supper is fish and chips.
Yeah.
I said, I'm a bit drunk. He says, you better go for it. So I gave him a £10 note. And sent him out for the fish suppers. And an hour passes, no sign of this caterpillar. So I thought, what the hell's he up to? So I gave it another half an hour. Again, no sign of this blooming caterpillar. So I thought, right, okay, I better go and see what's happened to him. So I put my jacket on, put my shoes on, walked out into the hall, and there, on the stairs, in the hall, is this caterpillar. I said, hey, I gave you a £10 note to go and get a dinner about an hour and a half ago. He said, look, Rob, give me a chance to get my shoes on.
Oh, no.
Nick Abbott.
You know, you'd think that he's helping you, but he's hurting you.
Yo. So that was Rab C. Nesbitt. Anybody used to listen to me in the other place, so when I used to do it at late nights, I can't believe he's back again. It's been like about 5 years since I heard from him. And by far and away the funniest call we ever get. Here's one in London. Hello.
Hi, is that Nick?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Nick. I was just phoning about the BBC, actually, and really following on from what your caller in Newcastle just said about all the repeats and the sort of 70s sitcoms and stuff. I read somewhere today that, have a guess what the BBC are going to be bringing on primetime Saturday night television now.
Okay, well, I know, because they're probably come to the end of Are You Being Served, right? So it's going to be, like, and my guess is it'll be the old army thing. What was that called?
Dad's Army. Well,
No, not Dad's Army. It was, It Ain't Half Hot, Mum.
No, not as sad as that, but close enough. They're bringing back Allo, Allo.
Oh, you are joking.
No.
Allo, Allo.
Primetime Saturday night television.
You've
starting
got to
from
be
episode
kidding.
One.
Oh, blimey.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, the alarm bells should be ringing in your mind. I mean, what the hell is going on over there? Seriously, I mean, am I confused or hallucinating or what?
No, this is true. I mean, where did the BBC get off? They must think we're stupid.
Well, yeah, and they're right, pretty much.
I mean,
people
are sucking
this stuff back up again.
This is it. I mean, all the decent stuff now is, I mean, I know you were swagging ITV off a few minutes ago, but, I mean, all the decent drama and all the sort of decent detective and crime stuff, it's all on ITV now.
Well, no, you understand, I wasn't slagging them off. I'm saying that it's their right to put on whatever they choose on their channel because it's only there to make money. And if people watch it, then they'll make money. And if they don't, then they won't. It's their business. You know, it's none of my business. It's like a shop. You know, if people will put it in a shop what I want to buy, then I'll go in and I'll buy it. If I don't, then I'm not interested. I'll keep going past, you know. That's my opinion with ITV. But BBC's like someone else again because I've already bought that crap.
That's,
you know,
right.
I've spent money on that stuff already.
That's right. And I mean, all they do is they just regurgitate this stuff. And of course, next week on every single channel, we're going to have all these Diana tributes.
Oh, please spare me the pain. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. Thanks a lot, mate. We've got to keep going because we've only got half an hour of this to go. It seems incredible that we've done 3.5 hours already, haven't talked about one stinking thing.
All right.
Cheers,
nice
mate.
Speaking to you.
Ta-da.
See you. Bye.
0500 1053 89 free call. Here's a freak all in Canterbury. Hello.
Hey, all right, Nick. You know what thing that really annoys me about the BBC, though, is that you have to buy a licence even if you're going to watch Sky.
Of course.
Even if you can't receive the BBC.
Yeah, amazing.
It's the law.
It is the law. And what's the law?
Crap.
The law is an...
ass.
Ass is the correct answer.
Anyway, hey, Nick, did you check out the website?
Which one?
The new one.
The new one?
The nickabbott.com.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I've been busy with my business.
Well, you've been out, haven't you?
I've been out, yeah. I left the flat and I was asked, where are you going? I said, ah! No, I haven't. Why, is it groovy?
Yeah, of course, I did it.
Oh, that's right. You're the nut who transcribes shows.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Well, right now I'm thinking of starting up my own company.
You are?
Yeah.
But what do you actually do for a living? Answer the question.
Well, unemployed.
You're unemployed, and hence you've got, like, an enormous amount of time on your hands.
Right, exactly.
Because I think there's about 6 sites up there at the moment, isn't there? Something like that. Every time I turn around, there's another one.
Yeah, there was another one came up on your birthday.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So that's, like, 7 or something now.
That's right.
This is ridiculous. I've got as many sites as Pamela Anderson probably has. But, and you take shows and you write them out. That seems insane to me. That must take forever. You do have too much time on your hands. Get a job.
Well, I'm going to try. Hey, anyway, everyone's talking about South Africa here.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go there next week.
You are?
Yeah.
How can you afford to go to South Africa?
Well, my parents live down there.
Right.
So I'm going to go there for a few weeks.
Hey, well, bring us back something great.
Well, there's plenty of cheap wine out there.
No, we got cheap wine here. Bring us back something that you can't get here from South Africa. Anybody been to South Africa in there? Pop up Pete, you ever been to South Africa? No, anything at all about South Africa?
I've been out of England, me.
You haven't been out of England?
No.
Seriously?
How sad is that?
How old are you?
18.
Have you been to Wales?
No.
Scotland?
No.
Peru?
No.
You haven't been to Peru?
No.
Well, you want to get your skates on, mate. Get to Peru.
I will do. I'm going to this year, actually. I'm going to go abroad.
Oh, yeah?
It's my New Year's resolution for next year.
And where are you going to go?
I don't know yet. Somewhere nice. I might go to Germany, actually, because my mum's German, so it's about time I visited certain kind of relatives.
You won't like them.
I know I won't. I've heard bad things about them, actually.
And whereabouts in Germany do they live?
A place called Dossenheim, near Heidelberg, which is southern part.
Heidelberg?
Yeah. Do you know?
Very nice.
Really?
Because it's not skiing country.
I've never been there, so I don't really know.
Right, so that was a stupid question, in other words. Thanks a lot for slapping me in the face with that one.
Sorry.
So, okay, Timo, no, seriously, bring us back something from South Africa, like a springbok or, you know, something like that, like a gun or something.
Oh, they got plenty of those, yeah.
Sure, of course. Will you do that for me?
Yeah.
Not a gun, yeah. But, you know, some sort of, something. Right. Excellent. Okay, and anytime you're in London, then, you know, call ahead of time. So we can, you know, redouble our security. Thanks a lot, mate.
All right.
Ta-da. 0500 1053 89. That's one of the nuts that does one of the websites. I will absolutely buy you a drink. Flat out, yes, I will. Why not? He deserves a drink. I won't stick around to drink it with you, but, you know, I'll give some money to Sick Boy and he can buy you a drink. In fact, I'll buy you a drink and I'll post it to you. do we do a break now? You look like... Okay. Well, stop looking at me like that. Are you looking at me? Here's one in Runcorn. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Nick.
Peter.
Yeah, it's about your comments about game shows and talk shows when you were saying it was people want to watch that cheap rubbish.
Yeah.
Can do. But how can you say that when the radio station is the same? It's only a talk show, and it's advertising game shows all the time. You've got the one-to-one and celebrities, and you pick your topics.
Yeah, you understand.
It's like Vanessa and Kilroy Silk, isn't it? They have their subjects.
That's right, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, you kind of missed the point. I don't have a complaint about ITV. They can put on anything they like. I don't care. It's fine, you know.
No, but when you're saying it's all the rubbish and it's cheap crap, as you say, it's you're on the same. You're broadcasting the same thing. You're doing the same job.
Oh, yeah, but can you compare me to Vanessa's fat?
Well, no.
Seriously, I mean, how often have you laughed at the Vanessa Feltz show?
I don't watch it.
Well, there you go. There it is in a nutshell. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here's one in the West Midlands. Hello. Kathy.
Hello.
Kathy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm phoning because my family is the Talk Radio's roadshow groupies.
What does that mean?
We go everywhere with Talk Radio t-shirts and hats with 1053 to 89 on AM on the front.
Really?
And we are original Talk Radio's, and I'm here on the bag.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
I have no idea.
That's quite nice music.
But it's appropriate though.
Yeah, so it is. What it is, we all have our own t-shirts and our hats. And do you want me to give you a list of where we go with our t-shirts?
No.
No? Oh, okay then. the thing is, my daughter, Emma, hasn't got a t-shirt, and she wanted to know if she could have a t-shirt.
Yeah, we'll send her a price list. Crazy. Seriously, Kathy, is that about you wanted a free t-shirt?
No, she wanted a t-shirt because we've got one and she hasn't.
Yeah.
And we have Talk Radio everything.
Right, well, you should loan her one of yours.
We can't because when we go on holiday and we've all got one, she hasn't got one.
Don't you look a bit bizarre as a family walking out in all the same clothes?
I don't care. If you get rid of all the other radios and put Talk Radio at the top, I really don't care.
I don't know. We should have a meeting with the management. Maybe we should have to take those clothes back because is this the kind of family we want associated with the radio station? Yes. No, I'm serious because, you know, it's okay for you. You've got a free t-shirt and all, but it's like advertising. We should actually put people through some sort of screening process before we give them something with our name on it because, you know, we don't want to be associated with any old Tom, Dick and Harry, Kathy.
No, you can say that, but we've added people to Tommy Boyd's show, Lorraine Kelly's show, Paul Rossi's show, Mike Dickens' show.
I'm not hearing my name in this list.
Oh, well, we're about to put that on.
Oh, I'm gonna. It's like one of these I'm gonna's. Yeah, of course, like tomorrow I'm gonna. Sure. Sure, why not? Give us a free T-shirt. You're joking, Kathy.
Oh, come on, Nick. Be fair.
No way, we haven't got T-shirts to give away. What do you think? Well, this is a charity. Call the BBC, they'll give you a T-shirt.
Oh, that's really unfair. We promote Talk Radio constantly.
Did we ask you to do this? Is this a favour that you're doing specifically because we requested you to do this? Is this like a paid job now? Are you applying for a position with this company?
Oh, Nick, that's really unfair. It's really unfair. We should take our job. We always promote Talk Radio because we think that people should listen to worthwhile causes than listening to rubbish on the radio of other people blabbing loads of rubbish.
Kathy, you're crazy for feeling. I think that's the thing about you, is you feel too much. Stop feeling, dear.
No. Come on, be fair. My daughter's really upset. She really wants...
How old is your daughter?
She's 13.
Well, then she should get used to the way life is, Kathy, because let's face it, life sucks. It's a lesson that she'll learn now, and she'll be grateful forevermore. She'll thank me when she's older, and she realises that this life stinks.
Oh, that's really unfair, Nick. Oh, don't be so hard. You're not a hard man. I'm crazy.
You're crazy, Kathy.
No.
But I love you just the way you are.
Oh, come on, be fair.
Say goodbye. Go on, say it for me. Say goodbye.
No, I'm not going to say goodbye.
Say goodbye, Kathy.
I phoned up and waited ages to get on the air.
Oh, go on, say goodbye to me.
No.
You know you want to.
No.
Say bye-bye.
No.
Say goodbye, Kathy.
No, I won't say goodbye. I waited ages to talk to you.
Say ta-ta.
Come on, be fair. Be fair, be reasonable. You're very nice to other people. Be nice to me tonight.
Kathy, I love you.
So, are you going to send a T-shirt for my daughter?
Nope.
Who's listening on the radio now, being told no?
Wait a minute, she's 13 and she's up at 20 to midnight?
Yeah, because she's not very well.
Precisely, she should have been in bed asleep at 7.
No, she's not very well, meaning she's not very well.
Well, what the hell does that mean? She's not very well, meaning she's not very well. Like, which part of not very well didn't I understand? What are you talking about, Kathy?
She suffers epileptic fits.
Well, she should be in... Should she not be asleep?
No, you can't sleep when you've got that. Once you've got it, you're wide awake. You can't sleep through that. I mean, it's impossible. And that's why I told her I'd phone up and see if I could get one. I mean, I didn't phone any of the others. I thought, I'll wait till Nick Abbott's on, because he's the most nicest person on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you want to talk to her?
No.
No, do you feel bad now?
Well, you're making me feel bad. And if you think that you're going to twist me around your little finger so you're going to get a free T-shirt out of me, you're insane, Kathy.
Oh, that is awful. That is awful. We promote all the time. We've got so many people to listen to this.
Can't, I mean, my worst. Do you not have like 12 or 15 pounds or however much do we charge for these things? Seriously.
Well, I don't know if you charge.
Well, it's about time. You've got so much free stuff from us, dear. It's about time you bought something,
don't you think? No, I haven't got free stuff at all. The competitions that I've had to enter.
Oh, blimey. I think you're ahead of our list. Don't give this woman any more free stuff because she's sucking us dry.
That is so unfair, Nick. Don't you dare. That is so unfair.
No, seriously, Kathy from West Midlands. Now your name is starting to ring a bell. Isn't she on the list stuck to the wall there for nusses that we don't give prizes to anymore?
I've never phoned you before, Nick. Come on, that is really unfair. That is really unfair. Oh, that is so unfair.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kathy, would you mind sending a picture of you and your family in a group together so we can decide whether we actually want you advertising our radio show? Because, you know, if we give this stuff out to the wrong people, we'll be sending the wrong image out to our advertisers. I mean, say, for instance, one of our... Like, one-to-one, say they're advertising with us at the moment, and they see your family walking around in all of our free T-shirts, and they'll think, who the hell are these people listening to this radio station? We're going to go over the road and spend it with Chris.
We're nice people. We're a lovely family. Absolutely lovely family. I have two children that are very, very sick, and I take them out a lot, and my poor little son who's four, if he borrows my T-shirt, it's down to his feet.
Oh, but he'll grow into it, though, Kathy. That's the beautiful thing about it. As he gets older, because it's made of such quality that it'll get more and more beautiful as the years progress.
Oh, I'll grow into it.
Or you could just, give it to your dog or whatever.
Oh, now he's woke up now, my son.
Oh, blimey. Now that's my fault too, is it?
He just turned the radio upstairs and he's woke up.
It's one
and my
big...
my daughter's come down.
Oh,
do you want to talk to her?
Absolutely not.
Can't have a T-shirt?
Absolutely, no, because this is going to be like a sob story
now. No, it isn't. You speak to her.
I don't want to speak to her, Kathy.
Hello?
Oh, blimey. Hello?
Hello. I just thought I'd like to tell you that we always go round to Cofton Park.
Mm-hmm. in the t-shirts.
If I did have a t-shirt, yeah. I'd even wear it for PE at school.
You would.
I always listen to this radio. Whenever I come home from school, I rush like mad to get down the road just to listen to this radio.
Mm-hmm. And who do you like? Who do you really hate on this station? Like, who do you just flat out can't stand? Who just makes you want to pick the radio up and physically throw it out the window?
None, because I like all of you.
Is the correct answer.
Tommy Boyd.
Tommy Boyd what?
Oh, I don't like him.
Oh, you don't like Tommy Boyd, no.
No, I like Anna Rayburn and Lorraine Kelly.
What's not to like? So it's the female presenters that you like the most on this station.
And Nick Abbott.
Oh, like I said.
Paul Ross.
Yeah, precisely. It's the female presenters that you like on this station. So it's Nick Abbott and Paul Ross and Lorraine and...
Anna Rayburn.
Anna Rayburn. And you're how old?
I'm nearly 13.
Nearly, like you're 12 and a half, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, and so if I send you a t-shirt, you're going to wear it at school and promote the radio station?
Yeah.
Because that's exactly the sort of demographic that we want to appeal to our advertisers, is 12 and a half year old girls. How much money do you get a week there, Kathy's daughter?
I sometimes get about... £1, £1.50.
£1 or £1.50. If I send you a t-shirt, do you absolutely promise to only spend that money on our advertisers' products?
Yeah.
Now, I didn't notice, like, real conviction in your voice there. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
So if there's, like, sweets in the sweet shop and you haven't heard them advertised on talk radio, you won't buy them?
No.
Let me check with Mike the mechanic. Do we actually have the technology to send this little girl a t-shirt? Blimey, I can't believe I've been talked into this.
Sure.
Will we do?
I think so. It might not be a Talk Radio t-shirt. It might, you know, say...
My t-shirt.
Yeah, it could be with Andy's shirt. Yeah. It's back. I'm sure we'll send her something.
Well, now, don't be saying that to a 12 and a half year old girl and not mean it.
How about a mug?
No, she don't want no stinking mug. She wants a t-shirt. How can she wear a mug at PE?
But she could drink her tea out of it.
No, no, really she doesn't. Flush. She doesn't. Do we have t-shirts? Yes or no? Don't be.
I think so.
Well, what does that mean? I think so.
It means I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure I've seen t-shirts. I just don't know if there's lots of them to give away.
Well, we only want one.
Okay, well, you can have one, Kathy. Kathy's daughter, whoever you are.
Did you hear that?
Hello, Nick.
Oh, what happened to your daughter?
Oh, sorry, she gave you back to me.
Oh, put her back on.
Oh, here she is. Hello?
Hello. Well, it looks like my arm has been twisted. I can't believe that my arm has been twisted such that I'm going to send you a stinking t-shirt through the post.
Thank you.
That's okay.
I love you.
I love you too. Put your mum back on.
Hello.
I hate you, Kathy.
Oh, no. I will love you till the end of days. You're welcome to come round my house for a cup of tea, an afternoon tea, any time.
I don't want no stinking tea.
Hey! You've made my daughter very happy. You can come round here and have food as much as you like.
Actually, a cup of tea sounds pretty good around now. What do you reckon?
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each engine steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shot to Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, even and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea.
Anorax, email Nick now.
nabbott@talk-radio.co.uk.
She goes.
What? Right, so what are we doing?
We're taking a call in Gateshead. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just too much. You've got record listening ratings at the moment. But you're in great danger of laughing half of them to death.
Of what, sorry?
Laughing half of them to death. You have. It's true. In that lovely lady with that belly laugh. Too much.
Oh, blimey, that was like a little sort of a phlegm blowback there. That was disgusting. It was almost like being inside your mouth, Barry. I'm going to have to move on because I'm feeling bilious. 0500 1053 89. Ugh, I feel like I need a shower now. Here's one in Western Supermare. What's so super about Western Mare, Nikki?
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
I'd like to talk to you about the BBC.
Answer the question, woman. What is so super about Western Supermare?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing, nada, niet, rien. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's really crap, isn't it? But what has Joey Deacon and Blue Peter and Sticky Back Plastic and all sorts of things like that?
What the blinking hell are you talking about, dear?
Blue Peter.
Blue Peter, yeah.
It's been with us for years and years and years.
Right.
And? More. And it's really great. And the BBC brought us that, and we've all watched it. I know you have.
Yeah.
Get
your coat. Your hat, your coat. It's time to go. Here's one in Chingford. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, Ant.
Hello there, mate. How are you doing?
Is your name Ant?
My name's Ant. Is it a little crawly thing?
If you say so.
That's all right. It's a short for Anthony.
It would be, yeah.
It would be, indeed, sir. Anyway, I'm trying to find out about the BBC.
Okay.
First of all, I'd say that you are... I've followed you for a long time, even when you were at that angelic radio station, I think you're cool.
It's you. Right, the police are interested in speaking to you. We have had somebody following me for a good long time.
Don't tell them about it. Yeah. I need to keep my identity sort of secret, you know.
Right, okay.
Anyway.
Undercover and, cloak and dagger stuff.
Anyway, I have phoned up to say, I've written a little list here. Five things I reckon are great about the BBC.
Okay.
First of all, say Des Lynam. Wasn't he great over the World Cup? It held the whole thing together. Even though we lost in the second round, I was compelled to watch the third and fourth.
No, I couldn't stand that thing that they had with Des Lynam and those...
The set was out of eye, Claudius, I know, but...
What was that table, by the way? You know that stupid table? It must have cost him about 10 grand to have that made. That was glass with a bit of wood sticking up on the top of it. What the hell was that about, by the way?
I don't know. It was like... rugby ball shaped and ran out of glass. Great stuff, you know?
It was so bizarre. It was like somebody had said, well, you know, we've got an extra 10 grand on the budget, so let's have a stupid table made.
Because why not?
Because we don't care, because it's not our money, they say. No, I couldn't stand that. Alan Hansen and Jimmy Greaves and Des Lynam.
Oh, Jimmy Greaves isn't that great, I'll quite admit.
I think, as a team, they suck more than any other combination of people that appear regularly on television.
I'm clearly most outspoken, then.
I just cannot believe that they are continually put on the same screen together.
Jimmy Hill and Alan Hansen are so funny.
Awful together. It's so patently obvious that they all hate each other. And
I know, it's great.
No, it ain't great. It's painful to watch. Like, you don't want any of those people in your living room. Alan Hansen, I can't stand him. And Jimmy Hill, no time for him at all. And Des Lynam, no, awful people.
All right, I'll take that one back then. If that's better with you.
Okay, well,
Struck number one. Right, the second one, they think it's all over.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
They think it's all over.
Well, I must say, I watched virtually everyone, and I thought it was side-splittingly funny.
Side-splittingly funny?
Like one of those, like, crap little cheesy clichés that, you know, the reviewers say.
Okay. I'll put a question mark next to two.
You let that one slide, then. Men Behaving Badly.
Never seen it.
Never seen
That's
it.
A question mark was, against three. Four?
Four. Red the Wolf. Classic program. He's gone quiet.
I'll let that one go through.
Thank you very much. It's a good program.
Yeah. Five.
Otis the Aardvark. Yeah, what's on BBC? Is the most animated one there. Takes the piss out of... Oh, did I say that?
I think he did, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's almost midnight. You can get away with that.
Oh, thanks, mate. All right. He's the most animated one there and takes the mick out the whole lot of them.
And it's called what?
Otis.
Otis the...
Aardvark.
Got
a massive nose.
And I'm listening to what you're saying? Unbelievable. He took like 10 minutes of my valuable time up. He's a fan of Otis the Aardvark? I must be hallucinating. What the hell is going on in this show? Ian Collins is going to come in just a moment and tell us that things are going to brighten up considerably after the new news at 12.
Tommy Boy, Street Beat Symphony, DHL, Worldwide Express. Join Tommy Boy for the country's leading forum on four-wheel discursive debate and dialogue.
Fucking you while on the road you hang upon the wall.
driving down the motorway of no return on Tommy Boyd's Street Beat Symphony. Tomorrow from 3 with DHL, the world's number one international express courier. Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
We have the best damn dance music on any station probably in the world, and we're a talk station. Here's Ian Collins.
Yes. I was going to do one of those James Whale things and say, well, just like you, Nick, you know, I'm not talking about anything tonight, but if you want to talk about Roman Catholicism or perhaps the Berlin Wall, or perhaps prostitution or maybe even the interest rate, then you can do, you know. But basically, we're not talking about anything. But
controversial.
A bit controversial. Yeah, I'm not talking about anything because I've got to work for way too long.
You are mad, mate. I mean, I've been on for 7 hours today, but you're doing six hours straight.
How did you do 7 hours?
I've just done four here.
Yeah, where did you do the other three?
I can't remember. It was so long ago.
So this, if anybody ever doubted the infallibility of management in radio stations, then fear not, because that's why I'm doing 6 hours. Because I agreed to do the extra hour this week. And then the boss said to me, well, in a couple of weeks, I've also got this problem, like... and I said, what's that? He said, well, Bill is going to L.A., and I said, all right. He said, could you cover that last hour as well? I said, yeah. But he didn't tell me it was the same week. So that's the problem.
That's not the boss's fallibility. That's yours.
That's arguably, yes. But so that's why I wind up doing 6 hours. So I need folk to call me.
But that's easy for you. That's a breeze for you, because 5.5 is what you used to do.
Yeah, 5.5 was the regular gig. I don't know why I said yes to that.
Well, funnily enough, 5.5 hours seems like just longer than you could possibly imagine. I mean, most people in this business, they sort of... If you work at the BBC, of course, you get like a 1.5 hour
that's
music
right, yeah.
show, some crap like
Sarah
that.
Sarah Kennedy's on for 12 yeah, minutes or something.
That's right.
That's too long.
Who? Or like 2 hours or three is a sort of stretching it a bit.
Yeah.
4 hours playing music, that's about as much
yeah.
as anybody does. And then you turn around and you say to people, yeah, well, try a 5.5 hour... shift where there's no music to hide behind, you just have
that's
to
right.
talk. But it's actually, you know, I've just done four. I could do another 1.5 now. You want to go to the drinking club around
I'll
the corner?
I'll take you up on that.
I could do another couple of hours now, easy. If my headphones hadn't broken and I was using these antiquated old things that heat up your ears.
These are dangerous.
I can't
these
stand
melt
these.
Your brain, these
They
things.
Do, because my ears are now hot. That's what everybody says about my ears. They say they're so hot.
Hot ears, Abba.
Yeah.
I've seen that written somewhere.
You have? On a toilet?
Yeah, on a wall, yes.
Yeah, in fact, it constitutes my card that I leave in telephone boxes.
Is that the one?
Yeah, my ears are so hot.
Hot ears,
yeah.
Abbott.
Yeah, give me a ring and warm me up,
that
kind of thing.
I think I've seen that, Nick. So, yeah, after 12, we're just... we are talking about Alfred Hitchcock and Quentin Tarantino, because we have to. We are talking about smoking in the 1850s. And power.
Power FM.
So I'm just Power FM. That's a great station, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think you do.
I don't know.
You used to work there, didn't you? You worked there in the mornings. Come on, you do, don't you?
You do
9 till 12 there.
Is there a station called Power FM?
There has to be.
Everybody would think
so. There must be. If somebody hasn't jumped on that one yet, then...
Yes, they will.
Bad marketing going on somewhere in one of these gargantuan, way too big radio groups in this country.
Power FM. God, you are political, aren't you?
Yeah. Like, very.
Dangerous.
100,000 radio stations in this country, 3 owners. What's all that about?
Well, I wouldn't piss any of them off if I were you.
Yeah, but you open a little one. You say, I'll open a little one. I'll do true community radio, which is always dead boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the shareholders get a little bit itchy, and they say, no one's buying into true community radio, so let's sell it to one of the big boys. And
yes,
that's
genius. And then you've made £1 million. You never have to work again.
Yeah, but
again.
Then all the jocks have got to read off one of these crummy computers.
Oh, who cares? Because you've sold the station, and you're sitting in the Bahamas having someone make cocktails
it's
for you.
It's accountants, you see, isn't it? Where's your passion, Nick, behind radio?
Passion? Money is my passion.
Yeah, that's. I don't believe that.
Well, you think I'm less shallow than that?
No, you're way much deeper.
Oh, deeper?
Deeper.
Not less shallow, but
no,
deeper.
But not less shallow, but deeper.
Right.
Which I think is the grammatical way of saying less shallow.
Yes, probably, yes.
Yes. Something on those lines.
Not two negatives.
No.
But a positive.
Because that would be wrong.
Yes.
So we are going to sort of generally sod about a bit as it goes.
Oh, you can say that close to 12, can you?
You can say sod about, you can say bugger about.
I prefer you said it in your own show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I won't swear in this show.
I think that's too late.
I just did it.
Damn it. Here we have a nice little tale, which we're like way too late on. aren't we?
Oh, we can fit it in.
We can?
Sure.
You don't mind starting late, do you?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, well, really? Well, a couple of minutes late or...
That's cool.
Okay.
Absolutely cool.
About half an hour late, something like that. Okay, well, can I yodel first before we go into it?
Yeah, please do.
I'll stretch it out. No, Nikki, the Psycho newsreader, she's probably in there chomping at the bit. She's got... did we give her instructions?
No, you didn't. I just want to go home now.
Okay, a little light yodeling action to end the show. And Ian Collins is coming up. He's going to be on the air for 36 straight hours. And I'll be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott.
Do you want the story?
Yeah, I think we should have this story, but I've got a little bit of yodeling left in me. You don't mind, do you? It's in me and it has to come out. About 10 seconds, something like that. Every night, a guy goes into the bar and he spends the whole evening there and he arrives home absolutely smashed around midnight every night. And he always has trouble getting the key in the keyhole and getting the door open, and his wife is waiting for him. And we'll go to the door and let him in. And then she proceeds to yell and scream at him for his constant nights out and coming home in a drunken state, but the guy continues his nightly routine. And then one day, his wife is talking to a friend about her husband's behavior. And she was really, really upset. And the friend is listening and she says, well, why don't you treat him a little differently when he comes home? Instead of screaming and shouting at him, why don't you give him some loving words and welcome him home with a kiss and he might change his ways? And the wife thought, I've tried everything else, it might be a good idea. And that night, the guy goes off again after dinner and he goes to the bar and he comes home around midnight in his usual condition, absolutely smashed out of his skull. And the wife hears him at the door and quickly goes to it and opens the door before he can get his key out. And this time, instead of berating him, as she always has done, she took him by the arm and leads him into the living room. And she sits him down on the easy chair and puts his feet up onto the ottoman and takes his shoes off. And she goes behind him and starts to cuddle him a little. And after a little while, she says, it's pretty late, dear. I think we'd better go upstairs to bed now, don't you think? And the guy says, well, I guess we might. I'll get into trouble when I get home anyway.
Across the UK, from our national news centre, on 10:53 and 10:89 a.m., this is Talk Radio News.
It's 2 minutes past midnight. I'm Nikki Cardwell.